commercial rap, singing hooks, I could care less. A mystery book, sacred beater on my bed chest. Priest Osiris, black chalk around my eyelids. Gold mask, broad nose and wide lips. Riding papyrus, light inside my iris. Sight of a psychic, coloring flows, my mic's a pilot. When it comes to hook, I'm like a pirate. Priest Kamachi, we ether the body. Flood streets like tsunamis. Bring heat like when you eat wasabi. Beast the skeleton, my words are the flesh. The flow's the melanin, song is the breath. My rhymes the medicine, it can cure after death. My mind's the afterlife, the thoughts, these are the words I manifest.
Hey, yeah, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some, y'all better all hell. Or when the kings come, voices all yell. Bless us and sing some.
Yeah. There you have
huge shout going out to Dirty Real. Scheme.
Real hip hop.
How you doing, man?
The building. Chief Kamachi, Killer Priest, Collabo. Laugh at all you fakes. Know what I mean?
I love the doubters. Every time.
Run.
Every time I come up with a new idea. There's no such thing as KFC FM.
Cut bullshit. Of course there is.
Who do you think plays the music when you're in KFC? That quiet music that you can hardly hear. That's DJs. It's next level. They go from hospital radio to that. And we've snatched up two of the best, the finest DJs in KFC FM history. Kenneth Butterworth and Alex Mott, the Foxhole. You're in the Foxhole, what are you going to do? That's the catchphrase of the show. Interesting to see what these celebrities do when you actually hear these pre-records. And we're not lying, by the way. A lot of people saying, oh, very funny, yeah, yeah. You rang Tom Cruise and yeah, yeah, sure. It happened, all right? They did it, and it's all pre-recorded, just ready to be put together with a few tracks. They wanna play some current hip-hop, apparently, so they're just going to be, I think they'll be playing, what was one of the tracks they had in the playlist? Egyptian Lover. They're going to be playing one of their tracks.
Yeah,
he's a big fan. He wants to get him on the show. They may even have the Egyptian Lover on the first show. That's something that they are planning. They're bumping heads together. But, you know, we don't get involved, do we? Because they are experts. And speaking of people who are experts, should we get an expert of hip-hop music on now?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
There can be no harm in it, can there? Let's bring him on. Or bring him off, whichever the case may be. Let's bring on Jake One. For all the Jake One fans out there. Of course, I say that with irony because everybody's waiting for Outer Space. Well, hold tight because they're coming after we've spoken to this man. Jake One. Friday Night Live Show, Conspiracy Worldwide.
Hello.
Hello, Jake One. Welcome to the Friday Night Live Show.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, how you doing, man? Pleasure to hear your voice. Thank you for taking the time out.
No problem, man.
Right. We've had so many people emailing in certain suggestions, questions, etc., etc. I'm sat here right now with the Wikipedia bio in front of me, and I'm not sure how accurate it is, but it says here that you started making music on a Casio keyboard back in 1992. Talk about that, man. Where did it all begin?
A friend of mine from down the street had actually I don't know if you remember when they had those little Casio samplers, you can talk into the microphone, and then it would play whatever you did on the key. He found a way to, plug in an input to that, so that was literally, where we first started making beats on that. We'd sample something, and, hit the sample and just loop it manually, and then, record that and then put a drum behind it. It was real primitive, but, we got it done at that time. And eventually I end up getting some better equipment and moving on,
So did you make your first tape with this equipment, or was that with the better equipment? Because I know somebody in a store somewhere heard the tape, didn't they? And they set up the Conception Records label.
Yeah. You know what? That was probably... I don't even know if I have a tape of that stuff. That was pretty primitive. I think the beats Supreme heard for Conception was when I was working on the Emacs, which is another old crappy sampler, which I did a lot of stuff on that early on. I think Emacs is kind of like a keyboard version of the SP-1200, but it doesn't have a sequencer. So the same kind of gritty sound, though.
Yeah, I mean, those were the roots of you. And of course, now we're in 2008, and we've got this White Van Music album set to drop.
Yeah, no, it's definitely exciting to go from that to, you know, to now. It's funny, I'm pretty much been using the same equipment for the most part for the past 10 years, I'd say. So I've been working on the ASR-10 for a long time, and that's kind of been the bread and butter of my operation. And it's a big part of this record.
Yeah, absolutely. And from the Casio keyboard to the absolute wealth of talent that you've got up on your new album. I mean, break down some of the artists for people who are not aware of who you can expect on White Van Music.
We got MF Dooms on a couple of joints, Freeways on a couple of records, Busta Rhymes, M.O.P., Delzai, Royce, Knots, Alchemist, Lil Brother, Prodigy, Brother Ali. Lots of people. Pretty much everybody from pretty much all different type of sections of rap that you can imagine, basically, is on it.
Now, how is that? I mean, obviously you're a talented guy, you're a very talented producer, that comes through in your music, but do you have to change for all these different artists? I mean, is it that you have to change dramatically, or do you just kind of work with them and it's just an understanding? I mean, how did it all work? How did you put the thing together?
Putting the record together was definitely difficult on some level. Most of it kind of, you know, I let for the most part the artists pick the beats that they felt comfortable with. I would kind of, you know, like after I got like 4 or 5 songs, I started knowing what kind of sound I was going in. So I try to put people more in that direction. But, you know, when I'm creating, I usually don't create for anybody in particular. It's surprising, you know, the different kind of artists that'll want to rap to the same beat I did. Like, and that's, to me, that's one of my greatest strengths, that, you know, it's seeming like whatever I do, you know, certain things I do can, you know, touch people across the board, and they're not necessarily, you know, looking at it from one particular perspective. So, like, you know, I had a record that was on 50 Cent's new album called All of Me with Mary J. Blige. And I sent that same beat to Brother Ali, and he liked it a lot. He just didn't record to it. So, I mean, it's not like I made that beat for 50. It was just he's the one who happened to make the song to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like any good producer, you sat there with loads of finished and unfinished creations, I should imagine.
Oh yeah. I mean, I made something today. So I mean, I try to make like a beat a day if I can, if I'm home. And you know, once I make it, then I kind of have a better idea of who I think will sound good on it. But a lot of times, you know, that doesn't necessarily work out. I have a certain idea of what I want guys to rap on, and they just, you know, feel a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. I hand you over now to my co-host Menace, who's in the studio. Menace.
Hey. One of the things that struck us at the studio about your new album is the fact that you have 2 songs with MF Doom. A lot of people are coming in asking questions. Are you able to confirm the status on MF Doom right now? I mean, what's the deal with his album, his shows, the vocals on the album he laced for you?
Yeah. You know, I get a lot of questions about Doom. It's funny because I don't talk to him that frequently, but he, you know, he came through for me. The first record we did, Get Her Done, we did last year. And I sent him some more stuff for his record, and Trapdoor was one of those. And he wanted to use it on his record, but I liked it so much. I knew I was coming out first, so I was like, man, you gotta let me run with this. So he was like, all right, just give me some more stuff. So we've recorded, I don't know, maybe like 3 or 4 more songs that haven't even come out. So
wow.
He's working. I mean, he's got an album that will be coming out. I don't know when. I know I got a couple of songs on there. One of them has one of the best titles ever for a rap song. It's called Genuine Ballskin. So that's, you know, Doom is kind of, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what this new record sounds like. You know, there's a possibility of us maybe doing a project of some sort, but, you know, until we get more songs, it's kind of hard to say, because he's the kind of guy, literally like his character, that kind of creeps in and out of your world just completely unexpectedly, you know, and that's just, that's just him.
A lot of people are wanting us to touch on the whole G-Unit situation, how it really materialized you being a part of the G-Unit production team.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you hook up with 50 and G-Unit?
Basically, I did a song on Better Ask Somebody. I did a song called Better Ask Somebody on Beg for Mercy through another producer. And that was kind of my introduction to them. You know, I didn't have a direct contact to anybody over there, but I'd hear from the various people I had shot with my beats that, you know, them guys really like your stuff. Shy Money's a big fan. So, you know, maybe a year later, whatever this was, 2005, Anger Management Tour came to Seattle. My homie Denon Porter called me and was like, you know, you need to come to this show. So I want you to meet Shy Money and I want you to meet some other people. So when I met Shy, it was, you know, pretty much on. I mean, when I met him, he was like, you know, I've been looking for you, you know, but I'll give you your number. The thing is, I'm in Seattle and we're not, you know, necessarily connected as closely to a lot of the stuff that goes on in New York or L.A. So I guess to them, I was like a mystery person. It's funny because, like, I'm sure the people who follow Gene, they never heard of me before, but people who, you know, follow underground music know I've been doing this for a minute. So it's kind of weird I've had, like, two existences in that way. So basically, long story short, I ended up signing with Shy Money. He was my manager, still is. And, you know, I just ended up doing a bunch of records with these guys. And, you know, we'll probably continue to do so. It's just kind of, it's weird because the whole in-house thing, I don't even think it necessarily exists. I mean, they pretty much going to rap to whatever they're feeling at that time. And they don't really care who does the beats. So, you know, I've been fortunate to land so many times on these records. There's not too many other people that have, you know. And, you know, that's kind of been the story of it. But, you know, there's tons of unreleased songs that we've done. A lot of mixtape records. This new joint that just came out is one of my beats, 50 for President. So, I mean, there's, you know, it's definitely been a blessing for me.
Absolutely.
It is kind of funny, though, that people come to me like, I'm part of Gene. You know, rappers want to be down with Gene. I'm like, yo, I don't got nothing to do with that. You got beef with Gene, and that got nothing to do with me. But, you know, it's definitely been cool for me. I mean, I think anybody, no matter what they do, they want to do it for as many people as possible. And, you know, I've kind of just done what I've wanted to do, and they've somehow just, you know, been using the music. So it's been kind of cool to see, you know, stuff that I did, you know, get, you know, in the hands of so many people, you know.
I mean, I first got up on your production ever since you laced De La Soul with Rock Cocaine Flow. I believe it was back in 2003, 2004. And,
yeah,
of course, since then, as you just said, you know what I mean, your career has been full of blessings. Obviously, there's a huge difference when you're comparing, you know, a label like Rhymesayers Entertainment, the G-Unit. So, I mean, my question is, how did you get down with Rhymesayers, and how does it compare to, you know, working with G-Unit?
You know, it's way more of a grassroots operation, but I think my heart is more in that personally. I've always been leaning more towards the underground. The G-Unit thing, you know, I really don't even consider myself part. I mean, I know I'm a big part of it, or have been, but I don't look at it like that's, it's not like I'm a literal member of G-Unit. So it's kind of like, you know, I've definitely been affiliated with that, and it's been great. But, you know, I don't have the personal interaction with everybody in G-Unit like I do at Rhymesayers or, you know. Like, the closest person I knew in G-Unit, the artist, was Buck, and now he's gone. So, you know, I really wanted to do the record on Rhymesayers because I thought it was a perfect fit for what I was trying to do. And I knew they would believe in what I was trying to do and the vision of it. And I think it was just a good fit as far as their strength. You know, it's as far as promoting these kind of records and getting their full support. You know, if I would have done it in a different situation, like, I don't even know if I could have done it on a major label, but if I would have did it that way, I'm sure they would have been trying to tell me to do a commercial single, or, you know, they might not have liked some of the people I had on the record, so... And I wouldn't have been able to just sample so much flagrant stuff like I did on this record and put all the scratches in there. And, you know, this was kind of like, this record was kind of my outlet. Because while I'm doing these records for Gina and various people on the big budgets, you know, the sample side of it can get pretty serious. And this is kind of my whole, like, you know, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just going to do what comes, you know, to my head, you know, at all times. So that's kind of what this record was also resolved of, you know.
Mm. Now, to say, I mean, you've got such an accomplished record with all the artists and talent you've worked with. You're very laid back. You come across in the interview to be very sort of, you don't seem impressed by it all.
I mean, you know, it's funny because I just did this mixtape called Great Beat Writer. It's kind of like an inside joke, but it was kind of weird to just literally listen to all these songs I've done the past, you know, 7-8 years, and, you know, I'm like, damn, I really have done a lot of stuff, but I'm not listening to it, you know, on a daily basis. I'm working on creating the next thing, and, you know, I don't know, I think that's the reason why I've always, I feel like I've gotten better and, you know, improved on, you know, everything I've done is because I literally always feel like I got steps to take, you know, just creatively where I know I got a lot more to do to be as good as I want to be, you know what I mean? And I'm always trying to get better. And I don't know, I mean, producers, you know, if you meet a lot of producers, they are humble. I mean, we're in the background. We're not, like, on the stages. I actually had a gig last night where it was one of the first times I was DJing. You know, it was literally like, just play your own music. And I was kind of really not even sure what I was supposed to do. I wasn't really sure the crowd was going to feel it, but it was cool to see me play these records and the people respond to them, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And as a producer, you don't usually get that feeling because you're not on stage performing this stuff, you know? Mm. A lot of people will tell you, oh, yeah, I like that song. Yeah, that was a dope joint. But it's a different feeling, you know what I mean, because you're not in the forefront. So doing this record is kind of the first time for me that I've really had to take that on, which is, you know, I think it's been a good thing because it's making people aware of a lot of the work I've done in the past and just making me more, you know, establishing me more as a brand. So the next record I can do, you know, I'm not really even worried about trying to sell a ton of records. I just want to have a consistent base of people that are interested in what I do. Mm. They're going to be checking for what I do.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Just a quick listener question on the subject of beat creation. This listener's quite confused about the element of sampling nowadays. I mean, do you pay for all your samples? Is that a big part of your budget now as a producer? I mean, do you still have to pay all the artists that any sample or breaks or anything you use, or has times changed?
You know, it's all, I mean, I would say with that, it's, you can get away with whatever you can. You have to look at the scale of what record is being released on. If it's going to be something that's going to be released on a huge scale, it's going to be heard, you got to cover your bases. Or you also have, I mean, you know, I've gotten away with some stuff on big records, but it's because I'm doing some clever stuff. It ain't like I'm just looping a record, you know, I'm putting a lot of different things together. Mm. And you wouldn't be able to listen to the record and say what it is definitively.
Mm.
So it's kind of a, you know, it's definitely, you know, the first time I even really encountered this was when I did the first song for G-Unit and I had used a library record. I actually replayed it and I didn't get any publishing. So really, the money doesn't come out of your pocket in the upfront. It's that publishing they kill you on with the samples. Mm. So when I seen, you know, $200,000-$300,000 go down the drain because of me clearing a sample, it made me think, you know what? I need to not necessarily change what I'm doing, but, you know, make it so I'm going to get away with some things, you know what I mean? And make it so some of these things are more my own and using live musicians in a way that sounds like samples. Like, I have records on my album that people are like, yo, what record is that, son? And I'm like, yo, there's no sample on that beat. Like, the Doom, both the MF Doom joints don't have samples in them.
Yeah.
You know, those are all, that's all live stuff. So, you know, it's like an art to trying to make music without samples that has that same feel. It's definitely something that I take pride in when I do that.
Absolutely.
I don't want it to sound like, you know, I don't want it to be a big difference in what I do.
No. And you see, you make beats so well and you make these creations so well that when you do use live instruments, people just assume that it's samples and it's, a traditional production rather than a live production. Listen,
exactly.
A lot of people have been asking as well, because this is something that we don't understand. Our culture in the UK is we get a lot of people who drive white vans, and those sort of people are either paedophiles or nearly unemployed. What about this then? Why that title? Why white van music? What's that about?
You know, it's funny. I'm getting this question a lot, but basically, when I, you know, one of the first beats I ever did on that Casio was, I can't remember what he used. I think I might use like Quincy Jones sample or something. I had this beat, and one of my friends from high school rapped on it, and he did a song about, you know, riding around the white van picking up girls or whatever. But it wasn't awesome pedophile shit at all. It was, you know, totally different meaning. But it was kind of like just a joke. So, you know, when the Conception stuff came about, I didn't have a name for a publishing company, and I used to call my beats. I'd be like White Van Beats. I write it on tape. And literally, you know, just wrote that down for my ASCAP just on a whim. And, you know, it's funny, people identify me with that title. You know what I mean? So I was like, I might as well just call my album then.
All right, so as simple as that.
It's been the one thing consistent the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no deep meaning in it.
No.
It's definitely not, you know. Yeah, I was in D.C. last week, and they were like, you know, the sniper had, they said it had a white van. I was like, oh, man. I don't know anything about that.
No. It gets a lot of bad press, the white van, and, you know, the people who drive it, I think, predominantly. Sorry, Menace, what were you going to say there?
It's okay. I just was going to ask, having worked with so many people, you know, it's almost like a who's who of the mainstream and underground. Is there anybody you haven't yet worked with who you would love to work with, you know, a dream collaboration?
You know, I would have said Nas, but I did get to do some stuff for Nas. It just didn't make the album. Actually, the record The Truth was recorded too by Nas. But he decided to use it. Yeah. And actually, the joint with Pasta Noose and Slug was also recorded by him. So, you know, those are records I had done for my album that he recorded to, and I was gonna have to pull the beats, but he ended up not using it. Nas, Jay-Z's another one I just haven't got to do that. I did something with Beanie Sigel for his last album, didn't get used. I was, you know, he's one of my favorites. I just did something for the new Scarface album, so he was another guy I was really wanting to work with.
How is that? How is that new Face album?
You know, I've only heard one joint I did and one that Shaw did, and it was really dope. I was really happy with it. The joint I did is real. Kind of sounds like some, I wouldn't even say early Scarface, but maybe like what a mid-90s kind of joint. Like, it's dope. It's really dope.
Nice.
I've really been fortunate to work with a lot of people I've, you know, grown up idolizing them. So it's been cool.
One of our regular listeners is asking what the situation is or was with the Rock Cocaine beat and Busta Rhymes using it. I mean, was that a situation where Busta was offered the beat before De La, or De La offered it?
You know, I could tell you with that, the first people to tell me they wanted it was De La.
Right.
And, you know, they had probably wanted like 10 beats at the time. It was like, oh, man, hold all these beats. So I didn't really know they was going to use that for sure. Because they're very difficult, as far as they're very particular in what they like to rap over and stuff. Redman had it. He was doing something to it. 50 actually wanted to use it on Massacre. And that's where that freestyle came from. He actually did that for his album. And basically, De La was the one that came first and handled it. And that was really what it was. It's funny because I initially thought of it as a Busta Rhymes beat, but I hadn't talked to him for a while. To me, it sounded like the intro to his album. For some reason, that's what I heard it as. And it was funny because he actually called me like after he heard the song. It was like, yo, son, you never sent me that beat, yo. What's fun? You know, he's good for that. He'll do that. He'll call you and yell at you if there's a beat that he likes that he didn't get. It's crazy how, like, I knew... You know, I didn't know it was that special a beat until I was in New York and I just met Redman. He played the beat for like an hour straight. He just kept listening to it. He just couldn't believe it. So I'm seeing like this whole studio of people going nuts. And I'm like, man, we might have really have some here, you know?
Dope. One of our listeners is asking, will we ever hear more stuff with you and Strange Fruit Project? Love the joint Soul Clap.
You know, I talk to S1 pretty regularly, so... You know, I think they're working on a new project, and I'm sure I'll probably do something on there. So that's definitely something that'll be around at some point.
Oh, excellent. Listen, Jake Kwan, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for passing through. It's a pleasure to hear from somebody who's accomplished so much and will carry on accomplishing.
We're trying, man. I appreciate everybody out there. You know, I got a couple friends out there, so, you know, hopefully I'll get back out there. I even have some family out there, so, you know, maybe I'll touch down and do a DJ set or something out there. They're talking about it, so maybe I'll get to see you guys in person.
Yeah, that'd be excellent. That'd be excellent. All right, Jake Kwan, God bless. We'll speak soon.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right.
You too.
Peace. Jake Kwan, the Friday Night Live Show. That's how it goes down. So a guy who's worked with so many people. I mean, if you're unfamiliar, you've just heard his album, well, just check his resume, as they say in America, and you'll see what the guy's done. So thank you to Jake Kwan there, Friday Night Live Show, as we move towards outer space. And of course, we didn't mention a little bit earlier, about an hour ago, we didn't mention Planet Asia as well on the way. Brand new Jedi Mind Tricks.
What we think we understand, where we came from, what we think we're doing. The more you begin to see, we've been lied to, we've been lied to.
By every institution,
what makes you think
that the religious institution is the only one that's never been touched?
I am the annihilator, put apocalypse on lines of paper. We can go toe-to-toe and see who I'm is greater. I don't think you ever want to step inside the chamber. I don't think you want to see inside the eyes of Vader. Couldn't comprehend the force that I bring. I'm like Rocky Marciano when he walk in the ring. I stalk in the ring, you cowards sounding soft when you sing. But I'm as angry as a motherfucker caught in the bing. It's all for the bing, but I'm a warrior and standing tall. And I ain't stopping like the Arab and Israeli war. Y'all some broke motherfuckers you can barely ball. I'm eating my fam, eating cousin, we can share it all. Money the root of all evil, I don't care at all. Now me and Justice back together, we ain't scared at all. We bout to do it all over like it's 99. The Porter rock, the Moreno, and nigga Italian.
These are the last days, black plagues, mass graves. Half the slaves, AIDS, cascades, black parades. Backpack strap grenades, brazen acts of rage. Accolades, may as well have rang the bell at the gates of hell. That's a Dave Chappelle, you must hate yourselves. Tasting your towels, wasting, mating wells. Spread your mail, been tracing your paper trail. I'm incredible, unforgettable, undetectable, impeccable, the inevitable, unprofessional, unscheduled, rebel, disheveled, unsettled, unlevel. You're the friend of a friend, I'm the beginning and end. Model citizen, you just model the trends.
Jedi Mind Tricks, History of Violence, in stores November 11th.
Sheepa, what are you doing? Records. Sheepa, what are you doing?
When I'm rhyming, your jaw drops, making every one of your thoughts stop. I'm God while y'all are wrestling over pork chops. Devil had you thinking we was dead when that ball dropped. I ain't going front, I was strapped with the doors locked. Now I walk around this motherfucker with flaws, I big enough to put a fucking hole in the law, I. That ain't something that you wanna explore, I. Unless you want the army coming kicking your door, I. Unless you wanna end up bloody and wet. Fuck China's government and what they done to Tibet. We from Philly where the sun doesn't set. Where the motherfuckers rob you with a gun to your neck. Where you shook motherfuckers wouldn't come to the vet. Where your Jordan's getting thick when you come on the set. Where corrupt cops plant a fucking gun in your vest. Where we retaliate by putting fucking one in their chest.
Taken from the much anticipated Jedi Mind Tricks album. We shall be talking to that group as well, but tonight it's all about outer space. And of course, Planet Asia passing through. We came straight out of the Jake Kwan interview into a Jedi Mind Tricks track. Maybe we should have dipped inside White Van music album. So we're going to do that right now on this show. Friday Night Live, Outer Space, Planet Asia on the way.
I glow, I glow, I shine. I flicker, I stream, I spark, I gleam, I glitter, I glow, I glow, I shimmer, I flare, I flash, I flaw, I glisten, I glare, I glow,
G to the L to the O. W, I'm coming through on the low. I glow,
shine, flicker, street, spark, clean, glitter.
I glow.
You can't stop me from shining extreme and bright. It seems I write beams of light. I spit it out and watch a star from the block glide. Each bomb in this light, carbon monoxide. You can't handle the glare. You look between your hand and you'll stare at the man in rare animal hair. You're trying to front like the Romney, cut like a diamond shape to dominate. With time and who I gotta accommodate. Feel in charge of killing squads. Still the sergeant general, finna blow a minimal of a million large. Illuminate, make you vomit. Words of Muhammad, Islamics. My pen's glowing like comets when I vomit. Jotting down lines that conceal electricity leaking. Thinking with light bulbs over me blinking. I just begun to plot the running spot. Stun your knot like I shot 100 watts. Sun is hot.
I glow. I shine. I flicker. I street. I spark. I gleam. I glitter.
I glow.
I shimmer. I flare. I flash. I floss. I glisten. I glare.
I glow. G to the L to the O. W, I'm coming through on the low. I glow.
I shine. I flicker. I street. I spark. I gleam. I glitter.
Create an illy scene, here's what I really mean. I make the whole city glow like the video for Billie Jean. Possess it, I was destined to be fluorescent. You less slick, guess it's just a finesse that you're blessed with. Got correct lines to do with effect minds to kind of reject fine electronic music. When I blaze the art, split your smart brain waves apart with grace, cause I'm laser sharp, aphasia. I know you saw the flow slaughter and you switch to flame. Can melt the same as throwing water on a witch. I'm a live wire for hire, fire an entire splurge to jump up and get blew out like fireworks. I clearly glow, electrifying this mysterio. Theory show, material blow inside of the stereo. I'm nasty, heads just send me to be flashy. Cash me out of mouth, I'm about counting the last G.
I glow.
The Midwest in the building, we shining from here to St. Louis back to Chicago. I flow, I'm so pro. I could go fast, go slow, so you close. No, watch me. If you live in Islamic or Christian, you are now about to witness the strength of knowledge and wisdom. I'm never out of position. I play my position above the backboard. Hell and respect for more. Black cloak, this the breeze. Audemars Piguet Parfait, the chill to sleeve. Five figure shopping at Louis, get up your spreeds. Gallardo in the arrow, I'm bout to get up to speed. Gets my stray on, my mistress I spray on. Watching the Pistons on the same floor they play on. Play on, we on the wood, cloak, pray on. Visibly good, them hood be like they on. Yeah, God lit a fuse with me. And you the best rappers, just news to me. The rhyme potent, it's non-token, it's rapping from the D. Since the death of the late great Sean Hope.
Huge respect going out to the Snow Goons. Slow it down, Illegal.
Marco Polo. Yeah. Live from Brooklyn, New York City. As you all know, I call Philadelphia home.
I wonder. Grief the Lost Cause.
This is only this thing. I said this building.
I wonder.
I got to thinking, man. I just want to say shit with y'all.
I wonder.
Deep in the mind. Where I'm told seeking you'll find. I smoke, breathe, and recline, and let the streets intertwine with the beats of a rhyme. No sleep I can find. I pause, examine walls that I'm eager to climb. All you seeing is crime. Hella high water rise, you'll drown, homeboy. You can't compete with the tide. You can't see it like it's sleep in your eyes. How weasels despise. I made clay out of the feeblest minds. I wonder how evil could thrive. I wonder how in these last days all my people survive. Reefers alive, screaming from the hilltops. I'm for hilltop and still box feel locked like a still box. Keep the mills hot, sometimes you have to steal pots. I wonder does that make me a thief? I will not allow them to take up my space. I wonder how many rappers would die without my space. I wonder just the moment, my mouth used to open in.
I wonder
when the man is gonna stop out here. Sticking my mouth here, they looking shots out here. Crooked cow set us up, get knocked out here. When my mind gets the moment, my mouth gets the opening.
I wonder
when the man is gonna stop out here. Sticking my mouth out here, they looking shots out here. No education ain't no jobs out here. Hey yo, I wonder why we still overseas. Is it cause we care about Iraqis? Is it oil and greed? I wonder what they do with our cheese. They raise money for research but never cure no disease. I wonder why they with me for puffing my trees. But drunks still get trashed and handed their keys to the ignition. Listen, this means something to me. So I wonder what make a rapper claim he's not an MC. See, I write for dead homies and my brothers in streets. My people's my mother and my baby mother to be. So no, I don't respect a n- who's been nothing but keys. I wonder if these kids know it ain't just hustling schemes. Instead of coke, we need to be discussing their dreams. Young boy said it's nothing cause I'm with D. I looked him dead in his face so our eyes could meet.
and asked him what he really want his life to be. He said, I wonder.
It's the moment in my mouth is the opening.
I wonder
when the man is gonna stop out here. It's getting wild out here. They licking shots out here. Crooked cops set us up and get knocked out here. In my mind is the moment. My mouth gets the opening.
I wonder
when the man is gonna stop out here. It's getting wild out here. They licking shots out here. No education ain't no jobs out here.
If it's all about ice and gems, I wonder where does your soul go when your life should end? Do you come back as a Maybach, maybe a Rolls Royce? I wonder how many kids I'd have if not for pro-choice. I had no voice until the beat came. I wonder how many black men in America these streets claim. Enough to fill the NFL with like three tanks. I wonder why they glamorize when they should seek change. I wonder what my friend's mom felt when she had to identify his body and could not tell if that was seminars. They filled his time with a million shots. Fake thug, dog, this is the block. I wonder what happened to this music of hip and hop. Now it's fizzle pop, so don't wonder when your dick just flop. I wonder why you go to jail, unless you is a cop. I wonder who killed Malcolm and Martin as much as Dick and Pop.
My mind is the wondering, my mouth is the opening.
I wonder
when the man is gonna stop out here. It's getting wild out here. They looking shots out here. Crooked cops set us up, get knocked out here. And my mind is the moment, my mouth gets the opening.
I wonder
when the man is gonna stop out here. It's getting wild out here.
Now, Menace, do you remember that guy who used to play Screech in Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, sure do, man.
He's on the Foxhole Show.
No way.
Yep.
Screech, the original Screech.
Yeah, the guy who now makes homemade porn movies. Yep, Screech.
I wonder how deep he fell down the hole.
Well, that's what their motto is, isn't it? That's what they keep rambling on about throughout the show. I mean, these celebrities got no idea. I mean, Jeff Bridges has got no idea. When this Kenneth Butterworth guy keeps saying that, you know, he rings him up and just goes, so I won't do the voice, it's a silly, bloody, stupid voice, but he just kind of, from what I can remember from the recording, he just rings up Jeff Bridges and goes, Jeff.
Well, I talked to Alex just about 10 minutes ago off here, and he reckons if we try and catch Jordan...
Yeah.
Before half past, there's a chance we might be able to get through to her. So,
right.
I don't know what you want to do. What the Lilith is, you know, let us know, listeners. Shall we call Jordan?
I don't know if our new listeners to the show are going to appreciate us calling one of the biggest breasted women in the world. Surely they don't want that. You can't really get that over the phone, though, can you? You can. It's like Jordan. It's just an accent, just a voice in it over the phone. You can't quite. You know, unless you like go, Jordan, I wonder if you could just bash them against the phone for a while. You can't really get that effect, so I'm not quite sure if it'll have the potency of a video, for example. But yeah, I mean, if he's saying that she's having an early night and 1:30 a.m. we'd have to do it before then I'm sure there's no problem with that, is there?
Well, that's what Ken was telling me too. He's telling me, you know, you're not going to see a boobsy, you're calling her. What's the point?
Well, that's Kenneth's attitude. I've found him, he's quite an obtruse man.
Yeah, that's it.
He is.
That's Kenneth Butterworth for you.
That is. It's not just... Well, that's the genius. And like I say, it was going to waste in that KFC. We picked it up. It's coming. It's on its way. December. They want to do, as Kenneth would say, a Christmas special. So he wants to do a Christmas special where he also gets many, what he says, Christmas-based celebrities. So I don't know what he means by that. But anyway, we'll soon find out when that show comes, The Foxhole.
You remember that feeling? The first time you heard A Tribe Called Quest. The first time you heard Slick Rick, Ice-T, Big Daddy Kane, Biggie, Pac, Jay, I do. I'll never forget it. And every time I hear those songs, it takes me back to those moments in time. That's the beauty of music.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Break it down like this.
Break it down.
Make them clap to this.
This is how it should be done.
Don't stop.
Hip hop, man.
Yes, yes, y'all.
To the beat, y'all.
Break
it. What?
Yo.
There's nothing quite like reminiscing, measuring pros and cons of the songs you were listening to. Fitted in, I'm holding on, remembering the good times and bad, remembering it all. I remember the first song I loved, I remember the first boomboxing song I dug. I used to listen to the radio all night, ready to record at first sign of the songs I liked. Mostly rock and roll, pop and some dance music, and less going through stacks of mom and dad's music. The LPs got spins when I'd be home for lunch, the Moody Blues, Macaroni and Punch. I had a hunch this was love, I never stopped obeying the signs. I was blind till I found rap music in 89. That day in time I was sold, an outcast who couldn't doubt that culture was something I could hold.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Break it down like this.
Break it down.
Make them clap to this.
Yeah, this is how we should be.
Don't stop, stop.
This hip hop remains.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Hit the beat, y'all.
Break
it down. What?
Yo, there's nothing quite like reminiscing, measuring pros and cons of the songs you were listening to. Fitted in, I'm holding on, remembering the good times and bad, remembering it all. It took a nation of millions for me to get it. America's most wanted influenced me to rep it. The wild, wild west was home. Mice so fresh, sweat sliding his backbone. That was bomb. I let the rhythm hit him, dripping as solid as mahogany.
Word.
Like Bismarck in his debauchery. I had the tapes of the great third base kid in play. Run DMC, BDP, and WA. Sade and Yes, similar tones. Your best rhythm and blues was fantastic. Mike and Janet with that shit. I fell in love before I knew what it was. It wasn't long before I do it because. And now I do it
yes, because. Yes, y'all.
Break it down like this.
Break
it
down.
Make them clap to this.
Yeah,
this is how we should be.
Don't stop, stop.
This hip hop remains.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Hit the beat, y'all.
Break
to my man Incise, rock, rock on. To my lady Shanice, rock, rock on. To the Wax Reform, rock, rock on.
Just mellowing things out a little bit. Just Johnny smoothing things out.
Rock, rock on. Pete Rock and Seagull Smooth, rock, rock on. To my man Decisive, rock, rock on. To my man Feral Monch, rock, rock on. To Saint and Anti, rock, rock on. To my man Rage Rugged, rock, rock on. To my man Shad K, rock, rock on. To my man Tim Stewart, rock, rock on. To my man Fresh Daily, rock, rock on. To my man
Kenneth Butterworth,
rock, rock on. North, East, South, and West, rock, rock on. T Dot and Worldwide, rock, rock on. And we out.
Atmosphere Airlines.
Okay. Yes, indeed, he wrote graffiti on the. Yes, indeed, he wrote graffiti on the bus. Hey. Now I'm on the cusp. Okay. So hush, ayo, grown man talk, don't interrupt. Tell him where you been, Jake, sitting on the cusp. Ayo, making all existing stars. Ayo, trust that we go where no man before. Deep as any seashore, high off trezos, the purple of diesel. A depot decoys, surrender my peace in the circle of MCs. Surrounded by B-boys and killer Cali chiefs. My words are like weapons, I direct them when I speak. Capiche and kush blunts, quiche for lunch. Eat rappers like takeout, about once a week. About to make it once a month, hibernating in the cut. Sleepwalking, writing raps, dreaming about counting bucks. We still busting free for my peeps when we bump into each other on the street. Cause we do it for the love, just to bust over beats. Rhymes, life, and when it gets together, dog, it sounds so nice. Ain't it right? Tell Mr. Jones, it ain't dead, it just came back home. Had to paint black poems for a fake flat world. Trying to take back rap like a lost black girl. While the whole world naps in the sunshine showers. Sitting on hills, counting down final hours. Thinking about if I ruled the world, and I already got the power. Yeah, but now I'm on the cusp. Yeah, so hush. Grown man talk, don't interrupt. Tell him where you been, Jay, sitting on the cusp. Making all existing stars dust. See, I found God within me. Now we kick free, sipping on a bottle of Hennessy. Blazing Christmas trees on the clouds of infinity. Blank out and forget a crowd is with me. forgive me. My energy can't be gangster. I wanted to be a painter, but decided I should live a life of danger. Remind me, pops, to thank you for I cocked the chamber. Aiming at top spots and cock blocking haters. Block, block, my Glock shot that in the heart. Cause one day I got high, a mistake before a shot. Pardon me, doc. Why is it my artistry rocks? Every time I bring weapons to a broad on my jock, cars on my lot, all my money bought in a knot. Would niggas rather hear me rapping about harvests and crops? Probably not. Honestly, I'm trying to be dope, that's being modest. I ain't trying to be broke, that's on my mama. Trying to figure how do we cope with all the drama when there's so much room in the sunshine shower.
Yeah, and we out here.
Of course, this is the sound of Blue. The track is called Mars, it's the remix. As we move into autumn 2008. Have you had your, have you been getting your woolly jumpers out this week, Menace?
Got the fleeces, yeah,
you,
man.
No, I said your woolly, not your willy,
hey.
Not your willy jumpers, don't get, that's our new range, by the way, we've got to announce that, so many announcements, so little time, we've got a new range of willy jumpers for these cold months, you need something. Your willy deserves it. That's the motto. Get your willy jumpers now.
Don't be silly to your willy.
Don't be silly to your willy. Conspiracy willy jumpers. 3 for a tenner. 4 for £50. Just mellowing things out. Just recouping before we get to our next guest tonight. Friday Night Live.
Bunch of suckers thought they could bluff their way. To a castle full of gold, relaxing with a centerfold, kicking that embarrassingly old one too. But in fact, just need the one, they could never be true. Sniff the crumbs, lift the thumbs, up or down, tune into the radio, local, here we go, never go. Where the hell could stand that braggado? She old, stomach that stank flow for the length of a show. It's not worth the translation, lost in Tokyo. Spoken though, floor is open for imposter, not a bro. Words and wise like Julie and Romeo. Waste a syllable ain't likely, unbelievable. What might be this to you, that to me. This can be free as pee in the wind, or hit hard like killing a friend. Sunrise in the Bronx or an evening in Siberia Meridian. Spin it with no rim. Yeah, we spin it with no rims, homie. Spin it with no rims, getting spins, homie. We spin it with no rims. Spin it with no rims, homie. Taking a carnival cruise, Belgian waffles and cognac abused. Tipping fat ass strippers, and they rolling a blunt on a deck of dive flippers. Was I not writing vulgars in the 8-0? Slowed up vocals, sounding good in the K-hole. Half robotic vulgar, lift sugar out your coffee mug. Showgun, chilling in the bar with an old bar. Breaking strobe lights over party hats. Bring the effects of 100-proof shots to the hi-hat. Stakes is medium rare. Don't sweat babble or fanfare. Stranded on Tangiers, bits of strange years. Came out to wild out on your stuck-up heads. Buzz cuts in a hand motion. Take guts from the audience like trained dolphins. Secluded by my verses, least I pay off it. Listen, for the sake of the globe, I'm some low-deck Omega-1. Break them off something green. I'm taking this glamour of a scene, homie. We spin it with no rims, getting spins. Spin it with no rims. Yeah, spin it with no rims, homie. We still spinning the globe, getting the spin. Getting the it and hitting the skin. Let it begin, like. Homie, getting spins. Spin it with no rims. Yo, we spin it with no rims. Shout out to my people. New York, Connecticut, San Diego, all of the West Coast, matter of fact, all of the East, the Midwest, the
It sounds like a
flooded beaches and
a sign in a toilet that George Michael would vacant
the UK
or vacate even
Australia.
The track is called No Rims.
Spain. Get your spins, homie. Or shit. You spin it with no rims, homie. Omega One on this motherfucking finger.
Now, of course, the big news in my life this week was the Facebook incident. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Facebook, I've been talking to them all week. Facebook have made it very clear that they are making a big crackdown on anybody who uses Facebook but don't use their legal name. So they're having a crackdown. If you've not got your legal name on your Facebook, and it's obviously not your legal name, then they will be possibly, within the next coming weeks, deleting and disabling your account as well. So this just leads us on then down this path of people suggesting that Facebook is there to track us. It's used by some higher force, some higher power or something to track everything we do and they want. But the way the email that I got was worded, it was very much like this. And the converse I've had with these people is very much, no, you must put that in. You must also do this. If you put your legal name into a new profile, we will do this for you. We'll transfer this. We'll do. So they desperately want a legal name for Facebook. Now, on one hand, that could simply be that they're saying we don't want it to become another MySpace full of spammers. Or it could be that a higher power, like Kenneth Butterworth or somebody, maybe a higher power does want your legal information. That's why they encourage you, like, oh, come on, put your workplace. Come on, put your whole life on there. It's a database.
Oh, man. I blame people like Kenneth. No, seriously, though. I mean, it's not doing them any favours at all, is it?
No, not at all. But it was either that I didn't have my legal name on there, or it was because I'd uploaded a picture of Charles Mooger, of course, who is the used to be the voiceover man for this show. If anyone's seen the picture of Charles Mooger, you'll understand why Facebook have acted straight away. If that gets out there and that gets on the net, they understand the power of Charles Mooger. Anyway, look at our blog, conspiracyblog.net. If you want to see that image, you'll understand once you see the image of Charles Mooger. But anyway, no, I think it was definitely, there's something going on. There's something very strange about this. We know about the radio station, but we need to use your legal name. It was strange. Mm. Anyway, so they disabled it.
Well, you know what I think it is, right, bro?
What?
Because you're not giving them the information that they want. They want you to give them, they want you to put your phone number, your nan's age on there, everything.
No, they were on there. I've got my phone number. I'm a nan's age. That's the only two things that are on my profile.
That's convenient.
Yeah, well, that's what I can't understand. But it was this legal name thing. It was about, because think about it. There's so many artists out there that do use a legal name, and they put them on there. And it's suddenly, it's an all access. It's, it's strange. Like, if you meet somebody nowadays, this is the thing, and particularly out in the UK, if you meet somebody nowadays, you know the name, you put it on Facebook, you find, the profile. And it's like, people act differently on Facebook than they do in real life. Some people. So you kind of, particularly females, you're kind of like, well, what? I didn't think it'd be that bushy. But, you see some pictures of people that you're like, oh, wow, I didn't want to see that. I didn't want to see it. But that's what's going on. So they know that, but they like you to use your legal name. So maybe there is something going on.
You know what's crazy? I was talking to my girlfriend this week, and she's telling me that they even have a baby Facebook now. Apparently, there's an application, and you have to be a relation to the baby or a friend of the baby to be on his baby's page. And they have like a baby Facebook. I don't know how it works, but yeah.
Wow. A baby Facebook. So even
from birth. A baby Facebook, yeah.
Even serious. From birth now, people put the all that information on. I wonder if we could perhaps tell Doug Stanhope about that. Maybe he could do another, maybe an infiltration of that. Because as we were talking earlier about his infiltration of the paedophilic world. I mean, that sounds very suspect and very sickening to think how that could be abused more than anything. Do you know what I mean? A baby Facebook. Sure. It sounds pretty sick. But anyway, we keep things moving. We're going to this one. After it, we promise, live guest.
What a lineup. It's craziness.
Yes.
Time, you ready?
The game.
Analogic.
y'all. Let's make a move. It's Fonte and K.O. delivering that newborn shit. This verse is a day-o, so handle with care and keep your hands in the air when I'm on stage, hand in my face, doing the yayo. So seductive if you say so, so productive cause I lay low. Back in the days before the laptops and trails, niggas had nothing, now it's cribs and trucks and fam on the payroll. All cause we made the crowd say ho, with no tour support or major label backing. I mean without no upfront money, just backends. Now the check is cut before the bus even back in. Niggas see me in the magazines like Tayo versus Murder Dog. Funny, that's the first time I heard of y'all. And that's exactly why this track I put a hurting on. Until my ungodly flow has converted all.
My verse is outstanding. Punchline knock you on the canvas like a boxing in a title bout landing. Keep the crowd standing. Come to see, not for free, but dollars to freestyle. That spits without planning. Solo CDs on the road without scanning. With cheap promoters arguing to get my man in. Photographers focus in their Fuji's and cannons. You see the fans in the background usually standing. Words Fonte and Ace. Give us a stage and dates exploring. Touring the states like Amazing Race. Talk openly, my terms and poetry is like a sperm and ovaries. Then in turn, you'll learn to grow with me as old as we. Get folks to be quoting me. Socially discussing each rhyme and this line's potency. My first impression's good, I don't need no third. But I'm words, I always need a second chance to be heard.
Hey yo, you we heard? Rose from the bottom, now we major. Look at where we going now, look at where we came from. Holes in the walls to the sold out palladiums. Never fall, stand tall till we ain't your brother.
Come on.
And to the fan base, we gotta give appreciation. To the critics from the magazines and publications. To the DJs that's running jams across the nation. Thank you for the loyalty, love, and the dedication.
Today they love me long time. Tomorrow, new rapper, new drink, new coattails to latch on, new ships to sink. The game treat me like I used to treat my old flame, the irony. Left me with a bad taste, wrinkle my face, the irony. Okay, that was a bad line. And sadly enough, I've been writing a lot of those lately. The fans notice now they start to hate me. Damn it, I tarnished my track record. That pop song made my album a whack record. They used to cop my merchandise at my shows, spit my verse, word for word. Cult followers knew I was nice. But that wasn't enough, I had to take a roll of that dice. And cop nothing but a snake eyes. And to my surprise, I return home like the prodigal when niggas rob you. Haters do their damn best to abolish you. Chicken slobbing you for nickel bags. Swear they tricking you, mad at them because the gang tricked me. One song, no album, about 2 minutes and 32 seconds. Which means somebody owe me 12 more minutes of fame. No album, about 2 minutes and 32 seconds. Which means somebody owe me 12 more minutes of fame.
Truthfully, I'm glad some rap fans remember me. I read all the letters and emails you send to me. Honestly, the game don't feel like a friend to me. It feels more like I'm sleeping with the enemy. Cause paying dues really feels like a penalty. This shit feels like a big waste of energy. Because cruel's what this rap game's been to me. That's why I'm about to get out like it's 10 to 3. Every now and then, I do have a tendency to treat my injury and drink a little Hennessy. But I don't have an alcohol dependency. Some dudes do from fucking with this industry. That's why a lot of rappers smoke like a chimney. The gang got them sick, they trying to find a remedy. In the meanwhile, from now to infinity, I'ma try to increase my wealth like a Kennedy.
Hey, yo, we rose from the bottom, now we major. Look at where we going now, look at where we came from. Holes in the walls to the sold out palladiums. Broke never falls, stand tall till we ain't your brother.
Come on.
And to the fan base, we gotta give appreciation. To the critics from the magazines and publications. To the DJs that's running jams across the nation. Thank you for the loyalty, love, and the dedication.
Taken from the Strong album, DJ KO, Ladder of Success. As we move away from those vibes, now Dino in the studio has made a very good point about Facebook. Believes, as per usual, I'm overreacting. And he makes a good point about the purpose of Facebook. It's all to do with what he calls data harvesting. In other words, when you've got this information about yourself, about your favourite interests, favourite books, movies, etc., that's how Facebook makes money. They make money from that because it's simple data harvesting. That's what it's all about. So that's what's going on there. It's not a conspiracy. They're not trying to track your movements or find out who you know and where you live and everything. It's more to do with business. It's more to do with advertising. And that's what it's all about. I mean, a lot of the applications that people use on Facebook, like the games and everything, you get more points, you get more money, etc., etc., by, you know, signing up to surveys and, you know, joining these companies and da-da-da. It's all a big trap, apparently.
we actually have a grudge with Facebook right now, you know, with a whole new layout. I don't know if anybody else out there is feeling the same way as me and Montana. New Facebook look. Is it shit? Is it better?
I got used to it, man. I got used to it.
Yeah?
Yeah, after a while. I sadly, awfully joined that petition. Can you believe it? I was so gutted when I looked at my page and it was just all over the place. I just thought, what the hell's going on here? And then I saw it come up. There was something like, I think it was a 20-something thousand people within the first few days that actually gone and joined this group that said, you know, we hate the new Facebook. And people were getting crazy. They were going furious. Not just like going, yeah, I don't like it as a comment on there, but like, you know, like, you motherfuckers, you're really kicking off. Anyway, speaking of kicking off, this next group's album is just that. I'm just getting the number while I stall. Let's bring them on. We've been speaking about them all night. Let's speak to the group now. Here we go. Outer Space, the Friday Night Live show. They've just dropped the strong album that I know so many people tonight have been saying, look, big them up for this album. People are loving it out there. God's Fury, September 30th. It dropped officially. Let's talk to them now.
Yo.
Hello, Planetary. Welcome to the Friday Night Live show. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
Right, the buzz is out there. All our listeners have been saying, first things first, big up Outer Space, big up Planetary for God's Fury. People are really, really feeling it. Really loving this joint.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Yeah, we're proud of that joint, man. Mm. Put a lot of hard work into it.
Yeah.
A lot of hard work.
Yeah, and it shows throughout the album. Now, let's talk about the album. There are a few people who are saying they want to cop the album, but they don't know much about it. I mean, this is classic Outer Space.
Yeah, it's on Baby Grand Records. I mean, if they're trying to get it, you know, I don't know how the distribution stuff is going on out there, if it's out or if people have to get it online or what. But as far as Outer Space, I mean, people know from the Jedi Mind Tricks thing, you know, that's been our family for years, and we've been with them since they started. So, you know, we've built a fan base through them and through ourselves, and, you know, if you're looking for regular, raw hip-hop, you know, I think it's a good purchase.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. And there's been we're surprised to see a lot of the kind of passive hip-hop fans as well. They've copped it. They're loving it as well. So it's great to see it reach out to new audiences as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What audience did you say?
The sort of passive hip hop fans, you know, like not just your die hard fans that are copying everything that's right. You know, JMT and right, Outer Space, right. But you know, you kind of passive right. Sort of little Wayne, like, oh, I like a bit of hip hop. Those type of people, they're loving it as well. Right. So it's great to see.
Right, well, that's good.
Let's get to a few questions that have been coming in from your fans then today. Once they knew you were coming on the show. The predominant question from our UK audience is, when are you coming out here? When are you coming to the UK?
Actually, they're trying to plan, it may be in December, we're not 100% sure, we're still waiting, because we're about to do a US tour, but they're talking about, there's somebody that was out there somewhere that showed some interest, so, Sorry about that, yeah, that showed some interest, so we're trying to figure out, but it's definitely in the works. I don't know if it's going to be in December or maybe the beginning of next year, but it's definitely in the works.
That's going to be a sellout. Yeah. That's good news then. For all the people out there who have been asking, you heard it here, maybe December, but it's definitely in the works. Moving away from that then, ask them, this comes from a listener, ask them which was their favourite record that you've ever recorded. What's your favourite record you've ever recorded? Ask one listener.
One actual song or what album?
I think they're talking about track, your favorite track that you've ever laid on an album?
Me personally, one of my favorites was the song Whatever It Takes that was on Blood and Ashes. On the Blood and Ashes album, that was one of my favorites just because that was a real personal song. The guy that did the hook, the buddy, his name's Lawrence Arnell, he was on the King Size album, he's on God's Fury twice. That was more like a personal song, you know, whatever. So it was kind of, I don't know, for some reason when we did that song, it was like I had a feeling that I never had, you know what I mean? Recording songs or whatever, it was just real personal. We were real proud of the song because that song at that time, we kind of went a different route with it, you know, with the singing and the hook and stuff like that. And recently, On God's Fury, Hail Mary is our favorite. That's like our big time favorite song.
Yeah.
I don't know how everybody's accepting it. We kind of took it somewhere else, but you know, we really were proud of that song, and you know, I kind of did a different kind of a hook for that. So you know, it was a little different, but we were real proud of it, man. And we're hoping that the fans were pleased with that song, because that's kind of our favorite one for the new album.
That's one of the tracks that gets requested quite a lot. That track.
Oh, okay.
So people are feeling that. I want to move on just away from the questions, listen to questions for a moment, because there was something I wanted to open with, which I didn't. Now, obviously, you worked with a producer called Clockwork. He was very tight with this show, a listener, and also had been on the show, etc. And we had a good relationship, and I know his man Weapon X did as well, and brought him on the show and everything. Now, for people that don't know, there was some very sad news, wasn't there? I'm forgetting now how long ago it was. It seems like so far away, but I don't know how many months ago it was, where he took his own life. Now, the obvious question would be, you know, how did that affect you guys? And I should imagine it would be a very saddening, like everybody who was familiar with him, a very saddening time. But just break down, you know, your personal reaction to hearing that news.
Well, the thing is about Clockwork was he was really young, and you know, that makes it even harder when somebody was, I mean, he was really young, like 19, 20 years old. So the thing is about Clockwork, he kind of lived like where we're at. He kind of lived like 3 hours away from us. But it was still Pennsylvania. In the United States, it was still Pennsylvania. So he actually came to Philadelphia to try to, you know, get his career going, because where he was at, it was a real suburban area, and there was really nobody. You know, he kind of lived in the farms. So when he came to Philadelphia, he moved in with Crip's brother, his oldest brother. So that's how we ended up getting really tight. This was even after we recorded on Blood Brothers. You know, we became more friends than music partners, you know what I'm saying? So he had started, you know, going out. You know, if we went out on the weekend, he would go. So, you know, even though he was a little younger, but he started getting more familiar with us as people. So right as he left, you know, like he moved out of Cliff's brother's house, and then like 2 days later, that's when the stuff happened. So you know, nobody really knows. He went through a lot of depression and stuff like that. He was on medicine for that, so nobody knows exactly what the reason was. But yeah, it was sad, man. Like, you know, it was, you know, the funeral was 3 hours away. You know, so and I just talked to his mother yesterday, because we did that Lost Battles with Reef, and you know, he was the producer of that song, so we wanted to make sure she knew that, you know, we kept carrying the torch for him.
Yeah, I was going to mention that as well, but yeah, that is fantastic to see, but it's expected. I mean, like you say, you were friends more than just colleagues, so to speak. So yeah. But it was, you know, we had a dedication on this show when we heard the news, and I think his parents and family did tune in for that show. We had DMC from Run DMC. He gave him a shout out. And now DMC didn't know him, but he just heard the story, and he knew, you know, what we were talking about. He saw how tragic this was for somebody like Clockwork to have done what he did and what happened. But we will never understand, you know, that's the thing. We can never really explain it, can we?
Nah, you never know, man. Everybody's got a different agenda. You never know when the doors are closed.
Yeah.
You know?
But anyway, moving away from that sad note then, and moving on to back to the questions that have come in from your fans, because there's a lot of demand for you to answer some questions. So let's get back to those then. Are you familiar with a British group called Rhyme Asylum?
Rhyme Asylum. It sounds familiar. The name rings a bell, but I couldn't tell you exactly what it was.
Okay. Now, just one listener was asking, because there was a story that they're a British group, very good group, and they're on the show last week, and there was a story that they were going to be signed to Baby Grand, but it fell through. But that's all we heard out here, so we just wondered if there was any truth to that. But you obviously
weren't aware of that. Honestly, I'm not even sure.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not even sure about that. A lot of the stuff with Baby Grand, you know, we kind of just stick to ourselves with that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other predominant question has been about the camp at the moment, not just about Outer Space, but of course Jedi Mind Tricks and everything that's going on there. Now, one thing that the fans of your camp are very pleased about is the frequency of the albums which are coming out now. It seems like every month we've got a release from you recently, and each one has been as dope as the last one. We're just wondering when then, and the people are wondering, when is this the big one, the big payoff, the big money shot, so to speak, the Jedi Mind Tricks album? Because people have just been banging down our doors asking about that.
About the new Jedi?
Yeah.
That's coming out November 11th. November. The single, they actually put the single out yesterday.
Yeah.
On the internet.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you have heard it yet, but if you go to Baby Grand's homepage, they put the single out yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. We played it just a few moments ago, actually, before you came on. And
yeah, Monolith. Yeah, it's crazy. Back with Jeff Alive stuff. Yeah, History of Violence, that comes out November 11th.
Cool.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Right, there we go. That's about as much information as I think we're going to get from that about the album. People want to know much more, you see. They want to know about, you know, what's it going to be. But I think people just want to hear it, and that's something that obviously we can't materialize just by talking to yourself.
Right, I mean, you know how a Jedi album goes. It's straight venue astute. You know, Jeff Alive, I think, is on 8 out of the 10 songs, and, you know, he's got King Magnetic on there. He's got me. Crip, you know, he got his bass, he's got King Magnetic, he's got Dope Nixon, he got D-Maz, he's got Block McCloud on there, he's got Jeff Alive on there. It's gonna be crazy. I mean, he's stuck more to the squad more than going outside. You know, the farthest he went outside the box was Block McCloud, but Block McCloud is like family to us too, so you know. But it's definitely crazy, man. To be honest with you, this album, out of every album, reminds me the most of Bottom by Design. I think they took it back. They took it back to the older, you know, with the lyrics and the beat content and stuff like that, and with Just a Lot being on it so much, you know, it reminds me of the older sound that they used to bring out.
Yeah, excellent.
I think they tried to backtrack and go to the original.
Yeah,
as you can hear with the single, you know, I think that the single resembles that.
Yeah, it does. Man, it does. Yeah, I'm just looking at the questions flowing in off this, because obviously every word you say, your fans are reacting to. It's fantastic to see this sort of following, you know, that you've got this huge, you know, fan base of kind of passionate fans. Let's try and get some more of the questions out then. Another question coming in: did you have a cameo appearance in R.A. the Rugged Man's recent movie?
No, I didn't. I was supposed to. Hold on one second. In the movie, no, I didn't. I was supposed to, but I couldn't get up to New York. It was in New York, and I was having an issue. One of my kids were sick, so I couldn't go up there. But I know Reef got a cameo in Vinny.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we just, one of the listeners was asking about that, because we couldn't really answer that. We didn't think you did. But we'd heard that you were planning to go there. So one of your children was poorly, and you couldn't make it. Right.
He was ill. So I had to stay home.
So that covers that. Another question coming in then. It's a bit of a jokey question. And now this one says, like your buddy Vinny Paz, you guys are incredibly aggy. How do you get yourself so fired up on a regular basis to record, and can you get furious on cue, or do you have to build up to it through the day?
Do they mean it song-wise, like recording?
Shows? Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, the way it is with us, man, like, you know, if we're doing a record with each other, or we're doing a Pharoah's record, we're usually like a whole lot of us in the studio, like, you know, we sit around for a while, we let the beat ride. Even if we already got the rhymes, we like to chill for a little bit. So I would say it kind of gets built up, like it ain't something that we, you know, there's not an off and on switch, you know what I mean? It's not something that we got to practice. It's just like, you know, we sit around, we build, we drink, you know, we chill, whatever. And then when it's time to get recording, you know, everybody kind of knows when it's time to start getting down to business. So once we get in there, you kind of got to spaz out, man. Turn the lights off and get busy. You know what I mean? That's just basically how it goes. And that's kind of how all of us kind of have the same style when it comes to that. You know what I mean? On the approach that we got.
Yeah, absolutely. And the final real predominant question from all the people out there is about the AOTP. I mean, have we got an upcoming AOTP full collective album or mixtape or something? Is anything in the works at the moment on that?
We actually are starting to record it when we get there. Well, we're supposed to do a couple before we leave, Yeah, it'll be out. It'll be out at the beginning of the year.
Oh, excellent. That's great news. And I see people...
Yeah, there's no title yet. There's no title yet and stuff, but you'll be hearing about it soon. We're getting all the beats together and stuff. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it is. I'm just watching as all the messages come in off that, off the strength of hearing that. So so AOTP album, it's in the pipeline. You're working on it at the moment. So that's great news as well for all your fans out there. Listen, man, God's Fury, real strong album. We're going to dip into it now on the show. And we thank you so much for your time tonight. Keep in touch. And we're just going to keep promoting all these albums that come out because they're all dope.
Yeah, no doubt. Just tell them, you know, if the people are listening, just tell them, you know, hit up the MySpace page and let me know how they feel about the album, because we're checking it every day to see what people got to say about it.
Oh, excellent. So Outer Space, search it on music, just Google it, you'll find the MySpace, and go in there, send messages.
It's myspace.com/outerspaceqd.
All right, cool. All right, Planetary, thank you so much, man. Have a good evening. Speak soon. All right. Outer Space, Planetary. AOTP album in the works. Interesting. It's interesting. Now, we can't get people have asked tonight about Skinny Niner. What's the status with Skinny Niner? Well, he's out of action at the moment. He's in a bad way. No, he's got no PC, so there's no way that's going to work. But anyway, as we keep things moving, then thank you to Planetary, Outer Space, representing, of course, Outer Space. A few little nuggets of exclusives there as well, so thank you to him. Still to come tonight, Planet Asia. Let's see what that guy's got to say.
Live from dirty Jersey, last northern states who emancipate. Poison in the drinking waters only raise the cancer rate. No matter what you driving, they profiling your race. Just a nigga in the bears when they run your plate. So the hood is looking like prime real estate. Prison big business here is slated to incorporate. Everywhere. Schools were supposed to desegregate, but gates separate communities based on the crop we make. New Year's fireworks shot with the nickel blade by killers who don't feel special without a 38. Fuck waiting tables, cats would rather move the weight. Seeing dollar signs every time we hallucinate. The I-95, keep Maria full of grace. Stomach full of coke, Hail Marys that it doesn't break. Whole lot of fate stunned stalled on the paper chase. When nightfall drops, somebody gotta stay. Come on, call before you walk, think before you talk. Bite more than you walk, your shine you like a car. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. Gotta crawl before you walk, think before you talk. Bite more than you walk, the shine through like a dog. Don't sleep. Don't storm the yak, keep the midnight oil burning like the Maccabees of Judah. Flow maneuver through your subwoofer like a modern day Musa. Deliver facts to ya, elude them J. Edgar Hoovers like I view futures. Sooner drop gems without Yaku the jeweler. Abdullah, rap fooler, speaking Rasula. Run through the battle like Kublai Khan used to. Produce a black tone, microphones for the Uma. Snake spreading rumors on me, stress feel like tumors on me. But I survive, losing ain't part of my movement, sorry. Long as I'm alive and blood still fuel my body, I'ma speak the shoddy and show y'all how to move a party. Somebody, anybody better get it up. Both hands high to the stars, give it up. If it ain't Joe, no reason y'all should mix it up. Sleeping on the law, your first mistake, you better listen up. Don't crawl before you walk, think before you talk. Bite more than you walk, your shine you like a car. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. Gotta crawl before you walk, think before you talk. Bite more than you walk, your shine you like a car. Don't sleep. They say the city never sleeps, so I fit right in. Third eye, keep watch, even when I'm in REM. Your next of kin could possess the spirit of gin. Righteous men have died at the hands of those they defend. Can't stress it when it's meant to happen, deal with it then. If the ends justify the means, I'm willing to spend. Got my x-ray lens, friend, I see through the bullshit. Money-hungry politicians, pimps up in the pulpit. I shoot from the hip, cause that's all I know how to do. Still want justice for the mother of Amadou. Keisha's DeAndre and Sean's fiance, but the news only tell you who's fucking Beyonce. Meanwhile, the feds switching over to plastic. And the dollar ain't worth enough to wipe your ass with. Most of the masses under a deep slumber, y'all. Why don't sleep at all? That's your motherfucking wake up call. Crawl before you walk, think before you talk. Bite more than you walk, and shine you like a car. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. Gotta crawl before you walk, think before you talk.
Taken from the brand new Hassan Salaam album. track is simply called Insomniac. Now, speaking of Insomniacs, due to demand, we're wondering if Jordan, aka Katie Price, is an Insomniac. Will she be up at 10 or 5 to 2 a.m. inside the United Kingdom? Will she still be awake? Will we be able to test out this foxhole technique where you call the celebrity, you say they're in the foxhole, what are they going to do, and just see what their reaction is? Apparently, it works wonders. It's better than saying, you know, hi, can we schedule an interview? It works better than that if you just say, look, you're in the foxhole, what are you going to do? It's a brilliant opener. Apparently, it works.
I heard that.
It works at parties, it works at Bukkake's, it works at Wilkinson's, wherever you are, open a conversation with that. You're in the foxhole, what are you going to do? People say, like Alan Sugar, you know, you're in the foxhole, what are you going to do? You know, it's whatever way you want to do it, that's how you begin things. Well, maybe Jordan will be awake. Maybe it would be a cheap shot on a college radio style prank if we were to call her at 2 a.m. in the morning on this show. Maybe it would be a weakness on our part to do it, but that won't stop us. Jordan coming up in 5 minutes. I hope Peter doesn't pick up.
Who are you, mister?
You know the name. East Coast for time.
Friday Night Live show. Planet Asia on his way.
DC with the murderous track. Trademark on my back. The graphic novel shit.
I'll make you, sir.
Yo, we hold it together, mold it together. Motherfuckers wanna battle, but they're frozen in terror. The era of the pterodactyl is back upon us. We do away with those that threw away rap personas. I got the game on lock like Interior Queen. Who will be coming on my stereo or bury your kid? People call me esoterical, I'm severing limbs. You compare a sailing hurricane to catch no winds. Ayo, I mortify you with military mortifier. I mutilate you like I never heard a human agent. Never learned a euthanasia. Only brutal ways to make a massacre look like a showroom. You don't know doom. Esoteric plunks where the piss drunk and stone sober. Leave them here stranded like a bad comb over. You Paul Romer, a lone warrior. Your heart trademark is animal of inglorious off the top. Clothesline, poke spines, made bills ring. DC is Paul Ellery. Your style's developing. Our style's dismantling, destroying, decimating, devastating, damnating. Don't let the hibernation sickness blind you. The bounty hunter of the years right behind you. In the second that he finds you, he's gonna find a man that signs you and beat you both down like Brand Nubian and not two. Duck down, clap, fall back.
East Coast Avengers, three co-defenders.
Duck down, clap, fall back.
East Coast Avengers, y'all ain't contenders.
Duck down, clap, fall back.
East Coast Avengers, your foes horrendous.
Duck down, clap, fall back.
East Coast Avengers, y'all just pretenders.
My eyes are red and black, blue glare shine back through cataracts in the war zone. Blood dripping off a battle axe like wax from a cannon on a mantle back. From the blade to the handle down in the belly of the beast where whores roam. Felonies feast on more bones of the wicked. Battle lines are drawn and bones are proud upon one another so high the horizon's gone. Lies upon no souls, the Lord now knows on a first name basis. Knock it out your homeostasis. I restate this, found like its own. I'm prone to acts of violence that lead to silence after a slight groan. My words for opponents is my condolences. Have you asking where the fucking organ donor is? I weave phonetics in my genetics like stripes on sleeves of fatigues. I leave you relieved like a diuretic, lost like Dianetics out of your league. You ain't an old school dude, you a relic. The relics in fact, you still spit, but doing shows your flow. Need a goddamn medic, not a hype man. Shit dog, let it go. Forget blow for blow. You're so old, you're more apt to die from a chest cold in a rest home than going toe to toe.
Three co-defenders.
Duck down, clap, fall back.
East Coast Avengers, y'all ain't contenders.
Duck down, clap, fall back.
East Coast Avengers, your foes horrendous.
Duck down, clap, fall back.
East Coast Avengers, y'all just pretenders.
I attack, my tactics are brash. You backflip and catch and crash and burn to ash. And turn my heat, will turn your back to glass. And shatter you as I walk past your bastard cast. To put in plastic cast. What questions asked? Punchlines and rhymes are hitting center mass. Never ask, they eat you away like rats on a bed of trash. Looking for a medevac, never that. I reenact slaughterhouse five with your book of rhymes. Lies from your crooked mind.
Why ain't you took your time? You know we sinking cats like a hook and line. Dimes looking fine, know we fly throwing peace signs. Like it's Jimmy Snooker time while you read the Quran. I domesticate cats like I'm Caesar Milan. That's canine or feline, your game makes a beeline. To exits with curtsies, you dressing like Xerxes. You sell less than jerseys with Randall Gage.
East
I wonder if Mark B's listening. It's around about this time, normally you'll message in. Don't embarrass yourself, Montana. I'm only joking. Big shout out to Mark B. Oh, what's happening? What's happening?
Yeah. Voice 5-9. The MIC. Walk. Talk. A wise man once told me. He told me, he said, pack your bags, pick your punches, know where you at and where you going. Fix your compass. Yeah. 06 is my year. More guns with no prints for I'm prepared. More fun with you. Well, now she my pie. Used to be yo. Allow me to clear out the air. Yeah, I'm about to pull out the pair. Stick out the thing on the king. Like, get out the chair. Peel out the leaves. Fill out the breeze. Put the window down on the vet. Shall I proceed? Yes. The tattoo had to be in the right spot to remind me of how notorious that my life got. True story. Used to hold the gap in my hot tops. Adidas tracksuit. Black and white like the White Sox. Feeling cold as an icebox. The older you get, you know where you stand, you know where you might drop.
Voice 5-9, I'm one of the best yet.
Superstition, trust me, I'm as live as it gets.
L's out, dropping that definitive. On the microphone, you know, it gets no realer than this.
Voice 5-9,
I'm one of the best yet.
Superstition, trust me, I'm as live as it gets.
L's out, dropping that definitive. On the microphone, you know, it gets no realer than this.
Yo, the game is mine, I rewrote the famous line. Off a spitting flame design, the same as Spines. Truthfully, I'm R-A-W, a bit raw. It puzzles you like when you fumble through a jigsaw. I own toys that vote your homeboy. This for my younger than this Holton Chrome on Joy. 12th and Lawrence, Glenn, Dexter and Conan that show depth to opponents for no less than a donut. Get your weight up and quit mean muggins. If they like you with your sister and she just fit an A cup, I would have smashed you before my mustache grew. It's like you crash where you pass through to get your gas fuel. The ladies say I got away with words, but they don't know the half. I write a blind man a photograph, subliminal. Any imbecile in general can suck the identical genitals from the general.
Bells out, one of the best yet.
5-9, trust me, I'm as live as it gets. Superstition,
dropping that definitive. On the microphone, you know, it gets no realer than this. Bells out, one of the best yet.
5-9, trust me, I'm as live as it gets. Superstition,
dropping that definitive. On the microphone, you know, it gets no realer, really.
Got the flow down to a science, none is identical. Can't be duplicated like the sound of the Fender Rhodes. Will it stop? Hell no. Not until the day that my cell closed or hell froze. I be strong arm and throwing Tony Jaa elbows. Slanging the mixtapes, building my own buzz on the street. Fuck a big break. I wanna be mentioned with all the greats and pioneers. We heard back in the cassette tape in the final years. They say that my time is here. I ain't lying, I swear. I'm a beast, everything. I'm on my grind this year. From Elemental Mag to Double XL. I got love as well. Without beef to double myself. Don't let the smooth beats fool you. I'm rugged as hell. I'm making dollar flow, yet I still struggle myself. Now, let's make this clear. Some people have robbed super this year. It disappeared, the funds were quadruple. Superstition,
one of the best yet. Bellside,
trust me, I'm as live as it gets.
5-9, dropping that definitive. On the microphone, you know, it gets no realer than this.
Superstition,
one of the best yet.
Bellside, trust me, I'm as live as it gets.
5-9, dropping that definitive.
On the MIC,
it gets no realer than this.
The best.
It's not all about hard beats and gritty urban commentary, is it, hip-hop? Now and again, you got to call Jordan. Just to lighten things up a little bit. No, I think it's very pathetic on our part to do such a prank. So let's do it then. Should we call her then? We've got our number. You sure this is the right number?
Alex said it was, yeah, so I'm trusting him.
You're trusting Alex? Well, I did that a few days ago, and look what that got me. I'm now driving a Metro, but there's a big, long story to that. Anyway, you're saying this is Katie Price, a.k.a. Jordan's number?
Yeah.
And you want me to do an impression of Kenneth Butterworth?
Yeah, I mean, from what I heard, it sounded genius.
I'll do it, but just I'm doing it for you. As long as you know that I'm not happy with it, right?
You spoil me.
Welcome to Homoerotic FM. Okay, here we go. Katie Price's number, and you want me to ring up and do exactly what Kenneth Butterworth's been doing on their show.
Exactly what he does.
Exactly. No variation.
No variation. Get your tape recorders ready.
Here we go, Katie Price.
Welcome to Orange Answer Phone. I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
Well, I told you. He did say, didn't he? Alex did say we had to call before 1:30 a.m. because he was having an early night. So I doubt we're going to be able to get through to her, man. I really doubt it.
We tried. Oh, well.
Well, that's that joke done, then. That was a good joke, wasn't it? Friday Night Live show. If we did nothing else, we probably woke her up.
Yeah. I'm getting that feeling. I feel like ripping and killing until my system is spilling, until my addiction is illing, until I drip penicillin, until I'm victim and villain and vilified as the vigilante. A vengeance, uncanny, a vindication. The only verdict is vengeance. A vanguard, and you should know the inspiration. It'd be deeper than that, or I'm back and lethal as ever until my people leave better. There'll be no peace in my letters. The speech of Desert Eagle, the beats of Beretta. I'm George Carlin ballin', both evil and clever. My terror vision is that religion and nepotism. Bring separatism, the church, a state that vessels wisdom. We walk over you, you can bank on it. I'm a night crawler, day walker, bright scholar, might holler, old school, I y'all. Fuck you, white collar, backstabbers. I stand over Ann Coulter, Sankofa. For take it back, Rambo for painted black. I got a son on the way. I'm knee deep in this game and I ain't running away. I'm here to stay. Tomorrow's never promised, so you know we never fear today.
What's the verdict? Viking and mixed with vegan soap, peace swerving. Very smooth, very calm, very determined. Can't tell the difference between a video vixen, bitch or a virgin. Fuck a radio virgin, spit it from the curb and I'm violent as the Viking, swords like Uma Thurman. Roll through your slum village with a 3-8. Pop you in your carrot top, have you leaking V8. The blood that pump through these veins is that of a veteran. He's crazed, so vote for the villain. Hop out the V12, rockin' velour, bumpin' Louis Vuitton Dawn while I'm robbing the store. Scrape off the VIN number, go and get my mask. Send me stash back to the lab, bangin' that Vinny pass. I put men in silence. Don't get tossed in the van over your little wallet. Face turning violet. Y'all some baby ballers. Careful when you spend your dollars. I'm like a mix of Van Halen and Don Gata. You better dead to violence before you feel big pain like Valetta Wallace. Y'all gon' make me vomit.
Man, man, such now wait, another verse. Say you might be dead.
B is for the voice, the vocals and the vision.
Like a super villain, who you be yelling?
Vocals, vocabulary, emergency, just stop it.
Verbal weaponry.
Volcanoes erupted.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm afloat with a fingers, and this ain't nothing left.
Y'all want violence or vengeance? I was made to attack. Your remnants bear little resemblance, like amendments after Patriot Acts. Erase them like widow descendants. I want the president's widow collecting severance in attendance as the window of his Yukon glass smash upon a bullet's entrance. Move on like veterans, villainous after time in sortie villages. Mixed with that rage as violent volatile waves of victims pillaged in cages. Trained killers is paid by the weight of the blood on their blade. I got pages of weapon grade verses. I'm Vincent Van Gogh dash Rambo in desert camo with a band so Sid Vicious. We're suspicious of laugh track, Vince Vaughn rap back, hash rats. I backtrack victory lap style and blast that till you've been gone and wipe the peace till the prince gone. Victor Vaughn you, if I'm picking on you, guarantee vultures sitting on you. Pick up on your backs as I'm ripping on new tracks. Y'all rejoice cause my lines and rhymes will hit like Vader's voice. You're more James Earl Jones, I'm more James Joyce.
Y'all could probably make the cover of the Village Voice. Lil Vegan with Vans on, the Volcom boys. Barely born in 88, your whole style is very fake. But your sway is straight cause you bought some Voltron toys. Your hoodies are very vibrant, front like you kinda violent. Culture, vulture, code 45's convulsion. Vital organs are vibrate like an old pager. I remember vividly buying a tape of the vapors. As vicious as D-seps, burying you 6 feet. Make you dance like Vance Wright, the Slick Rick beats. Verbally curve Vonnegut, the verses I vomit a genius. I'm out of this world, evoking who's standing on Venus. Beast for Vendetta, y'all are vaginalist men who drive Volkswagen Jettas. So while you lunching on your lavish vacation, we attacking when you staying in a V formation.
Vengeance,
Now wait, another verse, say you might be dead.
B is for the voice, the vocals
goals and the vision.
We're like a super villain who be yelling.
Mobile vocabulary emerges just darkened.
Verbal weaponry.
Volcanoes erupted.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm afloat with a vengeance. Till there ain't none left.
Yeah. The adventures of the East Coast Avengers.
Back into side. The album East Coast Avengers. Back inside the album East Coast Avengers. Of course, that track is called Vengeance. And we go into the album once more to play this track from it. It's called Riot Act, as Menace is busy causing mischief on the phones at the moment. Still to come tonight, Planet Asia live guest. And here is the lovely sounds of Alid Jones walking in the air tonight.
I never met a man without demons. A man without a chip, at least shoulder high. Scheming on a bona fide do or die crime and making blind to the naked eye. So what you heard of me planning a mass murder got you hating fine. I'm the abrasive kind, not the buddy buddy chummy lovey dummy dummy inclined to small talk and play. I just assume walk away. Day to day I'm haywood up to get the fuck away. Yeah, I hate what I am, I hate what I become. I'd rather murder for a crumb than work a 9 to 5. You want mine? Watch your fucking mind. Those same shifts ain't more like slave ships. Minus the whips and minus your wits. That's why day to day I'm closer to murder, closer to stolen burners. And you closer to shadow ditches. Right after my barrel pictures are ripping through newspaper clippings and murder scene pictures of you. I'm way beyond stitches in the ER. Way beyond bitching about PR. I don't give a fuck what you think. I just assume let a few shots land you in the triage. And these odds apply to you, leaving you in ICU. On your hands and knees, praying to your weak guards. I'll lay you in the street art, looking all ragged, all chalk lined and bagged all in one night. Bad call.
Yeah. Too many bodies in the ground left to decompose. Too many penal codes, yo. Too many demons, oh. While we walk a demon's road, we miss it, we reload. Rock, rap, riot, act, rebel like the PLO. Too many bodies in the ground left to decompose. Too many penal codes, yo. Too many demons, oh. While we walk a demon's road, we miss it, we reload. Rock, rap, riot, act, rebel like the PLO.
I never met a man without demons they handed out. We seem to stranded now, scheming to stand it now. Since seeming I banged it out, the reason a man get how. Treason get handed down, squeezing a cannon loud. Beast to a man the crowd, I'm easily standing out. Meaning to plan it out, Egan has had his doubts. I ain't seen dudes since he violated. Time to place him in the quiet placement, I ain't trying waiting. Time and patience is hard without receptionists. Some people gotta get scarred to start respecting shit. That's what reflection is, don't let the mirrors trick you. Any one of my wolves smelling mirrors stick you. When the lyrics hit you, the spirits is influential. You hear it and know I hook off like an instrumental. Intense level of tenseness dispenses. Your henchmen scheming, it's the demons I mentioned.
Yeah. Too many bodies in the ground left to decompose. Too many penal codes, yo. Too many demons, oh. While we walk a demon's road, we miss it, we reload. Rock, rap, riot, act, rebel like the PLO. Too many bodies in the ground left to decompose. Too many penal codes, yo. Too many demons, oh. While we walk a demon's road, we miss it, we reload. Rock, rap, riot, act, rebel like the PLO.
I never met a man without demons scheming on a dream. Feeding for that cream that's willing to ride for his team. To reign supreme and make his own scene and carve his own niche. What a bitch, he was born filthy rich with desire to be higher and the fire to rule. To own the night and fire his tool. Through the gluttony and greed, politicians stay tight-lipped but lie through their white strips. While the cops walk around with nightsticks with a vice grip. Don't be mad if they might slip and swing it like an ice pick. Let me speak on hell. Sean Bell could never tell his story to Martell. Jakes excel with their best bird combination. Impersonation with determination to murder Haitians in cold blood, no perspiration. And no love and no consequence, just the state's best defense.
Yeah. Too many bodies in the ground left to decompose. Too many penal codes, yo, too many demons, oh. While we walk a demon's road, we miss it, we reload. Rock, rap, riot, act, rebel like the PLO. Too many bodies in the ground left to decompose. Too many penal codes, yo, too many demons, oh. While we walk a demon's road, we miss it, we reload. Rock, rap, riot, act, rebel like the PLO.
Demons of the mind.
I tell you, this bloody foxhole guys are having a bad influence on you tonight, Menace. I'm very disappointed. It's not you at all. It doesn't suit you. So, you're not happy that we couldn't get through to Katie Price, and now bloody Alex Mott has just hooked you up with Alanis Morissette to come on this show now in 5 minutes.
That's the word. We just talked off air, and yeah, Alex wants us to basically do a rendition, of his show, and yeah, so do it our way. So in his words, he said, "Add a twist."
Add a twist, he said.
So add I don't know what that means. Add a twist.
I wonder what that means. Add a twist. That's a funny phrase. Add a twist. Anyway, look, so what you're saying is Alanis Morissette, you just spoken to her and she wants to come on the show. Yeah. In a minute, I'm going to wake up with my wife throwing water on me, going, wake up. You were going, so Alanis, where have you been? The album's... So this is not a dream then. Alanis Morissette's going to come on the show in 5 minutes. How surreal is this?
5 minutes time, Alanis Morissette.
I suppose if you mess with these big players of KFC Radio, I suppose this is what happens. But anyway, all right, you say so. You give me the number. I'll input that in. Right, Alanis, all right, everybody. Before Planet Asia comes on, then we're just going to casually catch up with Alanis Morissette. No peace in the Middle East because... Hang on, this is a dream. What the bloody hell is this? Of course, it's MF Doom and John Robinson. On the same streets with crack soul. The only goal is to be god of the sports world. I don't know what's going on here. First Alanis Morissette, then this. God.
Wow.
If you just joined us, welcome to the pantomime that is the slow vinegar strokes of the show.
Hey yo, filibuster, real adjuster, sitting bull is killing custer. I spent my life for Lady Liberty and still don't trust her. She like a nagging wife for life and I can't tune her out. I'm not moving out, she won't let me move without her. She yelling louder at the criminals to move the powder. But I'm still under her thumb, under the sun, under the gun, under my roof. The number one suspect when I come to the booth, under the truth. Hey, something's on. One nation under fraud. Focused on three things: gays, guns, and God. Oh, and money. Cause Ace trumps your card, and Trump trumps that. When funds come back, I wanna stay months abroad.
And what?
Get a divorce, cause I ain't digging the stint. You're like a helicopter mom from a polygamous sect. The Patriot Act is patriotic as okay to rockets. But you make it like it's Davy Crockett. I don't need the medicine to chase Everett Bush. She talk on and on with blood from veterans gush. Lex Luthor would be better than Bush. Now that's evil. Lady Liberty needs to be peaceful.
My dear girl, you really haven't been a virgin so long. It's ludicrous to keep up the pretext. You're terribly involved in world assignations. You've slept with all the big powers in military uniforms, and everybody knows it.
Hey, yo, Bilderberg, built to merge your money, and it's built to hurt your honorary members. We'll disperse your monetary lenders, render you anonymous. Lady Liberty's a misnomer, cause she own ya. In bed with all the bankers and conglomerates that bone her. The moderates that only watch profit when our soldiers march, scolding in public eye, eating off the same plate, feeling on her fucking thigh. Fights looking like summer skies at night when bombs fly. I might just ruffle feathers and smuggle berettas into the Oval Office and rearrange the remainder of his thoughts when the presidential chambers of my banger hit their mark and the muzzle flash spark illuminates the dark, making blood splatter look like fucking art. Bought at shooting galleries, chop sharp his whole anatomy. Oh, let's talk it out. I'd rather find his heart and carve it out, no doubt. You Cub Scout partisans are laid out like ottomans and ball colder than when ottomans are in the car in the bends. It all depends. I'm suited to gun down the and leave the White House front lawn polluted with the dead.
You've taken the sweet life of all the little brown fellows in loincloths and cotton trousers. When they've resisted, you've yelled rape. Being one of the world's big vampires, why don't you come on out and say so, like all the other nymphomaniacs of power?
Oil babbing over me's Lady Liberty is platinum violent vocally. She's a bitch, chivalry is dead. Ice cold chivalry, tell our visions of being fed. Eyes so vividly vision, they'd imprison me instead. This isn't being fed up, this is off with their head. What's the price of a bullet? We are lost being led. Follow straight shots, bombs in their eyes burst as they watch. How many grave plots? When do we say stop? When do we take responsibility? Are we willing to trust these villains with suits and ties with lust for billions? Or we filled with the ability to really be ill? I don't need no fucking Bill or Hillary.
And it's only getting worse now. Bush was nothing. McCain could be the first one to push the button. Who do we trust now when we can't even trust us? There's no peace we can find, there ain't no justice. Just a war going on against each of us. We need to reach down deep and start speaking up. Cause everybody's ill and when the buildings blow up. But what's gonna happen when our children grow up?
East Coast Avengers, the track is called Lady Liberty. I'm getting more and more confused by all this now, and I'm sure the listeners are as well. You rang up Alanis Morissette, this number you were given. A man answered, right? Or somebody that sounded like a man.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, is this Alanis Morissette? And she said yes. And then
she said yes, and she was very serious. I'm confused.
Westwood. You did the Westwood. Where's the Westwood alarm? So confused right now. I should do an impression of Westwood. That would be so surreal. Let's make this into a real dream. Let me just like go, so Alanis, man.
Well, blame Alex. If it's not the correct number, blame Alex. But this guy, or should I say...
Oh, this is all too bizarre. I'm just doing my mind.
Whoever it was said she was Alanis Morissette and... Let's face it, you listen to Alanis Morissette sing, and she does have a slightly deep voice.
But she doesn't sound like bloody David Seaman, though. That's what you just described to me.
We were so convinced he was her, so let's just play his little game.
Right, well, Alex Mott is a game player. He's a joker. He's a thief. He's a many things, but an intelligent man he's not, so surely he wouldn't have planned this one out. Anyway, effectively, you rang up this number, and you're saying that somebody went... Hello. And he went, oh, hi, is that Alanis Morissette? Yes, it is.
I had asked twice if it was Alanis Morissette. And he was, or well, she was being so serious. She was so fucking convinced that it was Alanis Morissette. I held the phone back in Studio B for laughing. She was like, yes. Are you sure? Let's disconnect.
All right. If you say so, but you know, on your hands be it. On your hands be it, Menace. This bloody Alex Mott has been a bad influence on you tonight. Don't know what's got into you. Hello.
How do you spell for it? Leave a message.
Try again.
Honestly. The things we do.
Hello?
Hello, Alanis Morissette. Welcome to the Friday Night Live show.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
What?
Sorry, who are you looking for?
We just called you off here. Alex Smart just told us that this was Alanis Morissette's number.
Oh, I think that was my brother answering.
Okay, well, put your brother on the phone. We got a bone to pick with him.
Oh, sorry.
It's not good enough. It's not good enough.
Okay. I have minutes on my cell phone. Sorry. I'm trying to think. Does Alanis Morissette live around here?
Well, why would your brother put on a girl voice and try and act like Alanis Morissette?
It wasn't a girl.
It was.
It just gets more bizarre.
I swear I called off air and it said she said it was Alanis Morissette and she had a deep voice.
That's the criteria, is it? She said she was Alanis Morissette and she had a deep voice. It has to be. She had a deep voice as well. She had a man's voice. And she said she was Alanis Morissette. It has to be her. I see your logic. but I raise you. Anyway, very, very strange. I'm sure Planet Asia won't be like that. So, anyway, look, music.
Yeah. It's all over, Casanova. All y'all clean cut cast, man. Let's get a little dirty with it.
Just to clear the confusion, everybody, just to come clean a little bit. That was Alanis Morissette acting like she wasn't her. That is her number. We do have her number. And we did set that up. But for some reason, she freaked out.
You know what it is? This is undefined madness with rapid momentum. Enough potential to shape the solar system. Many crews came through, can't shine like mine. Don't hate, get your mind right, I'm right on time. Whenever I rhyme, I don't make threats, I just promise. Classic material that's making you vomit. So sick and so quick, I ship in the comments. Demolitionists, I split your rock solid. Approach if you try to talk out your culo. World when I run, worse the Hurricane Hugo. My partner, my ace is up in the place. Weapon while I'm riding shotgun, half baked like undone chicken. I'm salmonellin' on the mic. Call OSHA, I'm shutting down the building. Killing every last one in a million. The ones left over was already with it.
No, it's a dirt, ruling your turf. We come first, put in work. Out of the earth, you get hurt in the dirt. Repping the birth for something new, so don't search. You staying too clean, you're getting jerked in the dirt. Ruling your turf, we come first, put in work. Out of the earth, you get hurt in the dirt. Repping the birth for something new, so don't search. You staying too clean, you're getting jerked.
Hey yo, who you be riding with? A brother who's got a gift to break shit down and tip the crown on my axis. Sound hits massive, onlookers are passive. Still you get your ass kicked, the father you bastards. You need to fit for yourself since you pretend you were stealth. Try to hit me with bomb shit, but you bomb shit. Your career is in pieces, you don't wanna have beef when paying dues frequent, all you have is a brief stick. Feet ain't soaked, you a joke. You don't earn stripes from just alcohol and blunt smoke. Cause we's been the craze since 92. You sounded so one dimensional at your debut. Lost right before you can win, and your team are all twins. Hustlers versus simpletons, let the games begin. You thinking you so fresh, homeboy, I've been raw. Flow declares war, opening tip-off.
It's a dirt time, ruling your turf. We come first, put in work. Out of the earth, you get hurt in the dirt. Repping a birth for something new, so don't search. You staying too clean, you're getting jerked in the dirt. Ruling your turf, we come first, put in work. Out of the earth, you get hurt in the dirt. Repping a birth for something new, so don't search. You staying too clean, you're getting jerked.
That's why we keep on grinding, we keep on shining. Know who you are, some of y'all need reminding. I can't be faded or even shut down. I'm partly cloudy about the rain on a clown. I ain't talking dollars, I talk about bars that's atomic. Rock with knowledge, ghetto street hood college. Demolitionist component, it's a thunderstorm with me, I call fit one.
Hey yo, y'all wanna be the next Jay, but that ain't happening.
Why is that?
I stay fresh being the first Edgar Allen. Original slice mice, breaking opponents, produce half a flow almighty. You ain't even know it. My angle stays obtuse to Broadway sees the truth. Making believers our competitive groups. You so lazy with the pen, spitting old lines. When I brainstorm, what a rush, gold mine.
No, it's a dirt, ruling your turf. We come first, put in work. Out of the earth, you get hurt in the dirt. Repping a birth of something new, so don't search. You staying too clean, you're getting jerked in the dirt. Ruling your turf, we come first, put in work. Out of the earth, you get hurt in the dirt. Repping a birth of something new, so don't search. You staying too clean, you're getting jerked.
Of course, the sounds are Edgar Allan Flow. If you've just joined us, you've just missed two celebrities that have been on the show. We heard the answer message phone, or the voicemail message service of Katie Price, Jordan, and also Alanis Morissette, who said, oh, you got the wrong number. And we said, no, this is the number for Alanis Morissette. We just spoke to you. Oh, no, that wasn't me, meaning that wasn't me, Alanis Morissette. That was my brother who answered. So anyway, so she's been on the show. Great interview we had with her. So you just missed all that. But let's get back to business and let's get our final scheduled guest of tonight on the show. He is, of course, Planet Asia. And after we've dropped this one, we're going to connect to him and talk about his new joint with Muggs, talk about what he's doing at the moment. I know he's hard on tour at the moment. He's hard on tour, so he's going to be talking all about that as well, and much, much more. Conspiracy Worldwide, let's get into this, and after it, Planet Asia.
bad Italian chick, loud mouth, kinda thick, timid in a sack, and experienced, scared of the dude. Still, she got juice like Tony Soprano, so when I touched her in the town, she scooped me a prono, cracked a bottle on some bougie shit I couldn't pronounce. In a restaurant, she walked up in just like it's a house. Sit back, cracking jokes with the waiters in a native language, sipping extra big, I ain't get a chance to pay it. My eyes solar thinks I ain't have to say it. She looking like a model, make you wanna take it home and spank it. Kool-Aid smiles every time I seen her naked. Fun to kick it with, but her lifestyle was dangerous. I chilled at a spot when I wasn't on tour. Had to keep her on the team, cause she kept it so raw. She didn't have to tell me what she did for a living. She had two different apartments in the same building. I'm there chilling, eating Pop-Tarts, watching a love boat in my drawers, half asleep. She deep in the blunt smoke, heard a knock at the door. I thought it might be a folk, she grabbed a burner. That's it, some brothers kicked in a deadbolt. Ski masks and black hoodies, all that I saw. They saw me, but didn't see my shorty down on the floor. I played dumb, homie snatched me up and asked with a coke. Got his face exploded, shorty a surgeon with the gat. He dropped body stiff, blood splattered my shit. I dipped behind the kitchen counter, not trying to get hit. Two other dudes still standing, one got a shotty. Other one a 22 that ain't hurting nobody. He started running right past me, forgot I was there. So I trip him up, she grab him, put the gat to his ear. Tell his man to drop the burner or his boy getting sprayed. But he ran, so she popped his boy anyway. I'm throwing up like a little bitch, there's blood everywhere. She dropped dude's dead body in a lazy boy chair. Lit a square, call a cop, told him get over here. I'm shook until she tell me ain't no work up in here. Cops get there with ambulances, she got all the perfect answers. Totally prepared for what the 5-0 was asking us. I'm panicked, but it's obvious this chick is a pro. File a report, told them everything they wanted to know. She hella calm for a chick sitting on so much blow. She smiled, flirted, then walked him out to the door. Couldn't ignore how shorty looked like she seen it before. Gangsta, not worried about a thing from the law. I had to ask her a question on some serious shit. These dudes kicked in your door and you ain't even flinched. You just caught two bodies, made another one dip. Girl, you a pro with a gap, but why you scared of the dude?
Mike Styles, ES, we're bringing it back, y'all.
We go a little something like this.
Come on. We're bringing it back to shells and toes. Back of rappers had no choice but to sell for more. Back to that classic age where the media really only recognized rap as a phase. And nowadays you can't even imagine, cause every part of pop culture's hopped in a bandwagon. I ain't bragging when I say I was ahead of the curve, cause when I started hardly anybody rhymed in the verse. It's hard to find the words of how disturbing it is to hear suburban kids talking about murderous shit. They hop online and log into some hip-hop site, post some battles, now they think they know what hip-hop's like. They talk about ice when they ain't even own the dominance, when they're like they about to be known for rhyming. Me and S.O. been climbing, foot to the dirt, putting in work. It's like birth, you gotta push till it hurt.
I pray HM, bag and vacate the street.
I mean, you might as well step back. Everybody get the fuck up, welcome me back.
That rap is fighting nervously, you heard of me.
I pray HM, bag and vacate the street.
You might as well step back. I'm with you back, in your back, I'm with you for
all my moves, who has that you can check my credentials.
We bringing it back, back, we bringing it. We bringing it back, back, we bringing it. We bringing it back, back, we bringing it.
From the soul, it's no thing, the flow came bringing it back, that old Bean Town map, the whole thing is so close, peep the photos, three finger rings with a D, the slow goes, old schools, they know the pro tools, unless the throat tools, the flow that's so smooth, these folks have no clue how to keep it afloat, while I wrote the rope, proving that I mean what I wrote, hypocritical, I'm pitiful, these imbeciles, they claiming political when they spit, but they don't even vote, before every verse spoken, focused on coach folks, who show me the ropes like fiends hoping for dope. I've been doing this since LL made my radio. You been doing this since Macy's carry tangos. Y'all know, today they play great beat to the gap, but we ain't concerned with that, cause we bringing it back.
I pray HM, bag and vacate the street.
You might as well step back. Everybody get the fuck up, welcome me back.
That rap is fighting nervously, you heard of me.
I pray HM, bag and vacate the street.
You might as well step back.
I'm bringing it back, in your back,
I'm bringing it forward.
All my moves, move faster, you can check.
We bringing it back, back, we bringing it. We bringing it back, back, we bringing it. We bringing it back, back, we bringing it. We bringing it back, 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 back. We bringing it back, back, we bringing it. We bringing it back, back, we bringing it.
see that long, but sometimes I sit and wonder where hip-hop's gone. Is it strong that's surviving these days? The music is weak, so how does that speak for the path hip-hop's on?
Back then, there was no need for raps like these. Today, urban outfitters got the fat by steez. Everybody old school, rock a mask right knees. But the first joint they caught was some black eyed peas.
And these days, you go to a show and half of the place, they heard a Master Ace and seen the Blastmaster's face. Everybody rap these days and talk is cheap.
Rocking off dance, making DJs obsolete.
Now everybody's a beast in these Boston streets.
Ain't no whack rappers, everybody's dropping heat.
Everybody is the future,
everybody's what's next.
While me and Shay stay bringing it back to what's fresh.
I pray it's your meat bag and vacate the streets.
You might as well step back. Everybody get the fuck up. Welcome me back.
That rapper's fighting nervously. You heard of me.
I pray it's your meat bag and vacate the streets.
You might as well step back. I'll bring you back. Give me back. I'll bring you forward.
I'm a room master. You can check my credentials.
We bringing it back, back. We bringing it. We bringing it back, back. We bringing it. We bringing it back, back. We bringing it. We bringing it back, 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 back.
There's no doubt there's a bit of an epidemic around the UK at the moment, like a flu virus. It's debilitating a lot of people, mainly men. Women get it, it's fine, you know, they still go to work and everything, menstruate normally. But as soon as a man gets it, that's it, it just kills us. And like, oh, you know, we've been there, we've been that. But it is, it's definitely an epidemic. So many people I know, and even, you know, studio crew as well, are suffering from this strange virus which is going around at the moment. So there we go. Right then, let's move on and bring on our last scheduled guest of tonight's show. His name is Planet Asia, and he's about to join us now, hopefully. Let's hope he doesn't, when he pick up, go, oh no, that was my brother. Right, okay. Let's just invite him in. What do we have? It's getting that late now. I'm forgetting how to do this properly. There we go. Okay. Planet Asia. Friday Night Live show. And as you can probably tell, we're coming now to the end of the show. And I'm starting to sound like Tommy Vance. For those people that can remember.
Not any neighbours.
Sound like dying men. Not neighbours. I think this is one of those without a ringtone. It's connecting. I'll try and connect it again. It's trying to connect, but it doesn't seem to be ringing. So I'm not sure if it's got no ringtone or it's just going to pick up or what. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hello, Planet.
Hello.
Hello, Planet Asia. Welcome to the Friday Night Live show.
Oh, what's poppin', man?
Yeah, how you doing, man? You having a good day?
I'm having a great day. I'm out here in New York, in the streets. Just came from the in-store, Fat Beak.
How did that go? Because I know you just, like you say, you just come from Fat Beats, haven't you, with the in-store signing. Was that all good out there?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Real good.
All right, excellent.
It was freestyling, you know, fans came out, it was popping.
Oh, that's excellent. That's what you need, isn't it? Now, a lot of people, a lot of our listeners, have obviously are aware of your... Sorry, that siren's playing hell with my headphones. Are aware, of course...
Oh,
no, it's not your fault, man. It's criminals.
Yeah.
What it is so many of our listeners love... Planet Asia, but they love you from like your recent releases, your mixtapes and stuff. A lot of people don't know the Planet Asia and how you came up in the game. You know, your time at Interscope. Even people didn't know you were a member of Cali Agents. So just quickly do a resume of the early years of Planet Asia.
You know, I started off as Rascal's hype man. Basically, I went from the hype man position to the solo artist position, and I took my position serious. And I just kept recording and making records until people noticed me. And that's basically what I did. And my first EP was produced by Fanatic, who produced Rascal's first hit single, which was Unassisted.
Oh, excellent. Now you spent...
So that's how I got into the game. I came through Hype Man. From Hype Man to the solo artist.
And you spent a little time, didn't you, with Interscope, but the promotion...
Yeah, I was on Interscope for like 3 years.
Yeah.
I was on from 2000 to 2003, Oh no, 2004. I was on that for 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I worked with the greats as far as producers. You know, but I was too ahead of my time at that time. You know, everything happens in time, on time, all the time. So now is the time for Planet Asia to shine again because people are ready for the type of music that I create.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything you release is fresh, and that's something that cannot be tagged to every artist out there, that everything you release is new, it sounds fresh, you don't cover old ground. Everything that comes out has got a whole new sound to it.
Exactly, and the reason why is because it's no label over my shoulder making me make any type of music, and I don't have nobody I should be making, you know, these type of records or that type of records. I'm just doing what I feel comes naturally. So that's basically what the Pain Language album was.
Yeah, now that was an incredible album. We had Muggs, we've had DJ Muggs up on the show a couple of times, and he was, before the album came out, he was telling us all about the album and what to look forward to, and it didn't disappoint anybody. It was an incredible album, start to finish, and a sort of release which is a genuine album, not just a couple of singles and a few fillers. It was a back-to-back album. We must have played most tracks from that album on this show over the past few weeks. Okay, everything's gone silent now. Planet Asia, I don't know if you can hear me. Menace, can you hear me? Okay, I don't think anybody can hear me. I think the whole thing's gone down. All right, listen, we're going to catch up with Planet Asia. Incredible evening here at the Friday Night Live studios. Incredible evening. The knocking on the wall that I was talking about before, I'm sure this is having an influence. This sort of thing always happens in succession throughout a show when peculiar things happen in the studio which can't be explained. So anyway, listen, we're going to catch up with Planet Asia in a moment while we just sort that line out. He's in the middle of New York, in the streets. We're going to be talking about Pain Language, and we're going to be talking primarily trying to get some exclusive information out of him about what he is about to drop and what he's working on at the moment and who he's working with, because there's some big news on the way. Keep it locked, Conspiracy Worldwide. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, we're going on down like New Jersey. We gonna come on that West Way, like PA, like back like Harrisburg and Lehigh and Bethlehem, on down to West Virginia, Waynesboro. Yeah, yeah, the state of Maryland done snatched my man up from the good business. Back to that okie doke. On the movement on U.S. highways, stretch it out from Maine to the Gold Coast of Carolina. We floating to get kitchen bound, cooker got the chef down. Waiting for that hardness is probably a sin, but then again, we just trying to win. I lost the great OA battle in 2005, but I'm still alive with all my limbs, and I got movement, and I got improvement. Wanna thank the great state of New York for the felony charge. Paid the lawyer 20 yards for the year in the can. Worked it out with my hand, with them pew books. Wrote song with hooks, and on the island, heard a lot of freestyling. Seen a nigga get his face opened up with the bedpost. Playing the TV too close, almost cost him an eye. I seen a man die.
Yo, he's dead? Say word, he's dead? Alright. Yo, we're gonna start driving first, yo. I probably drive like once we get like the West Virginia. I'm gonna lay out for right now though. Smoky and shit, it's late. When we get to the rest stop, pull over and I'll drive from there. I just don't wanna start off. I don't wanna go to New Jersey. My life is word up. VA, West Virginia, I do West Virginia. I'm not fucking with Carolina, but I got a couple of tickets in Carolina, so I'm not fucking up there. We gotta go back over, but yeah. Once we get to the borough, then Raleigh is like on the moon back. We can get to the borough, then we go to Raleigh. That's what it is. Hey, I'm back to my bullshit. I done went left the legal way. That I want the eagle way. Weigh it out by ear, wash my hands so I don't get high. But while your head is in the sky, I mean your pockets and your asses is frozen. I'm not the one that's chosen, so how I get is how I get it. Work with me and we'll split it. The New York line is thinking, God, it's really thinking that the South is the way to go. I stop at midpoint and smash the joint with big apes. The AKs and the faves, they never roll with me. I can't afford that fee, let the fat cats get fat. I hit a pitter patter, see the heavy iron, I ain't lying. Police took my gun, but it had a twin. Hey, let's talk a spin and depart to serve. And you got some nerve trying to doubt me. You know nothing about me. Hey, yo, why you on, Bobby? Where are you on?
Yo, come on, my man. Every time I come, you trying to beat me. First of all, doing business outside, that's bad business, man. Who fucks around like that with these wolves out here?
Now I'm the author of the Punk's joint.
I know the hook is from Hunts Point, the living legend on 2 feet. I'm the whisper in the hallways, I give it to you always, in more way than one. And if I can't get the job, then I'll pass it to a son. Say my name 7 times, I take the sale for 7 dimes. The all for nothing creed, we all bleed, it's tragic. You had a bag of that blue magic or obsession, or Manteca, the deal breaker. A slight nod, but I'm legit, word to God. I'm from the days of the long bottles, they getting skinny, they ain't models. All work in a good work ethic, morals, can't eat no laurels. I melt down awards, what I'm looking towards is the cash. Media flash negative, know what I got to do to make it easy to live. And there's my story in a nutshell, it probably won't sell, it made me son to flip. Yeah, you better get a grip.
So I don't know how long it'll be down for, though, second time this week, so that's it.